I got arrested all the time, kicked out of Sox games constantly. I ran into a parade and yelled at the governor at the St. Patrick's Day parade once and had to be like run away from Secret Service people.
Wait, when did you get arrested? When did you get arrested?
I fucking ran away, dude.
What did you get arrested for?
Oh, I've been arrested a lot, but it's like for drinking, blacking out, and just being violent, nuts, passing out, taking clothes off, fucking random people.
Peyton Manning, they thought he might be done. They thought he was never going to take another snap in the NFL. That was it. This new guy, Brock Osweiler, was going to come in and fucking, during his injury, play better than him. Now that he's back, they're like, you know what? We have a chance at the number one seed. We got to have you sit one more time, Peyton Manning. One of the best quarterbacks of all time. And then the reserve fucks up. They bring in Manning. He leads it from behind. Now he's going to the playoffs, going like, yeah, it's my team again. One last shot. One last year. Number one seed in the NFC. No, in the AFC. And then the number two seed is fucking Brady. That'd be a good game if that's the AFC championship game. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Should I start this intro over? On today's episode, okay, so I talk a lot about problems people have with substances sometimes, but then other times I don't celebrate them enough. They're not negatives in most of our lives; they're super positives. Actually, I probably do. I probably do it enough. I do have entire episodes about mushrooms. I've had one about DMT, and that wasn't like a negative one at all. Is that it? Is that all the drugs? Heroin. The heroin episodes were pretty negative. I'll be honest. I didn't get a really good positive heroin episode. Oh, now I want to do heroin again. All right. Back on track, Ari. Come on. But today, I'm going to talk about booze. Yeah, sure. It could be for alcoholics, but more often it's about having fun, letting loose. And so I have my friend Lisa Traeger, who's a comedian in New York. She loves booze, everybody. She loves it. She's good at it. So we were going to talk about something else. I was going to be like, nah, let's talk about some other subject, some other whatever. It's day jobs, shitty day jobs we're going to talk about. Fine. Mostly I wanted to get Lisa on because she's a funny comic. 2016 is going to be Lisa's year. She's going to crush it. I fear for her development in stand-up. All these people, I get worried about them. When you get good early, you start getting handed stuff, and then it's like, how are you going to work hard if you get handed stuff? I fear her development. I fear Pete Davidson's development. Gerard. All these people, once you get the fucking keys handed to you, it's real tough to work hard. Not that you won't, but we'll see. Anyway, but this is going to be a good year for her because she's real funny and everybody loves her. And she's fucking great at drinking. So that's what we're going to talk about today. The very first relation I have to booze was watching my dad pour beers at the dinner table, pour his Heineken, and all the kids would yell overflow. When the fizz would come up, you know, we would just, that would all we wanted. This is like Shabbat dinner. And we'd be like, overflow, 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 overflow. Oh, we wanted that overflow so bad. And sometimes the head would come above the line of the glass. Oh, whoa, gravity, what are you doing? Overflow, overflow, overflow. No overflow, back down. But man, with that once or twice a year when you got an overflow, whoo, good times at the Shaffir family table. Man, we won. helped us forget about the beatings that would come later. That's not me. And then later I got into drinking. We have, you know, Shabbat dinner. It was always like, well, not always, but a lot about, well, I guess that's the only time I'd have it. My parents. I never snuck it from the cabin or anything. But we'd have Kiddush. It was ceremonial wine. My sister once got drunk on it for Passover. You have to drink 4 glasses of wine. But you only have to drink half glasses and you can go grape juice. But she was 14 now and she wanted to be a big girl. So she drank just straight wine, 4 full glasses. And man, the walk home, she was loopy. She was loopy. We lived next door to the Gorlins. But it took Deborah like 10 minutes to get home. Not that long, but it took her a while. I remember her falling or stumbling. Good times. And she turned out fine. So it just goes to show you, children, if you're out there, if you're 12 and 13-year-olds, I mean, maybe consider, you know, getting drunk and stealing a car and driving around, getting some heroin and doing that heroin and getting addicted to heroin for a while and making a whole like life for yourself in the heroin community. You know, make friends, make mistakes, whore yourself out, boy or girl, none of that matters. You know, really make some mistakes and try to clean up at like 17, 18. Get your life back on track and relapse at 19. Realize it's too hard to get away from the sauce, the sweet, sweet sauce. So you go back to hooking. Now you're blowing guys and who you look up at, oh no, it's your father. You got paid to blow your father because of heroin. And you cry and he walks away. And then he comes back in. And you're like, Dad, you can take me out of here? He goes, no, I paid $60. Now I want to finish. He realized the tears dropping onto his penis made him harder. So as he got to the door, he was like, oh, I'm torn here. I'm super boned out, but also the tears. That's, you know, my kid. Again, boy or girl, none of this matters. Did I press record on this? I'm back in LA, everybody, and you know what that means. All right, so here's the episode. It's Lisa Traeger. She's really funny. I have shows. You guys, please, Wednesday, who's coming to my hour? It's my new hour. I've had 14 months. It's 14 months in. I'm almost ready to record. I think, though, I might push it to October. I'll go over that next week or something. But come on Wednesday to the Belly Room, 10:30. But I think doors are open at 10. So you come up and get a seat, then you go out and smoke pot, and then you come back in and watch Jason Tebow is going to be opening. I mean, they said he was done Peyton Manning. They were like, that's it. That's how he goes out. Mediocre year. This is the way the world ends, not with a bang but a whimper. Oh, how terrible that would be. He was so good only 2 years ago. But no, now he's back. And he's taking a team who's number one into the playoffs. I'm rooting for him. This is final year. You know he's going to go out. If he beats Tom Brady and the Patriots, I see him saying, boom, that's it. At the postgame conference, go, guys, I'm done. So next week is the Super Bowl, or in 2 weeks. That's going to be my last week. In the off week, I suggest everyone go, who's in Denver, go to see Ari Shaffir's show, The Denver Comedy Works. He'll be there with Steve Simone. That's what you do in the off week. And then next week, come watch me win a Super Bowl. Or not, but I'm going to leave it all on the field. I'm going to leave with no neck. And so then I started drinking in college. College is when I started going for it. No, Israel. I went to Israel after high school for 2.5 years. And the first half year was with my high school. JDS, Jewish Day School, and we got to Israel. There's no carding age, and I turned 18, and I got so blitzed. Me and Aaron Levine got so fucking drunk off Tequila Slammers. He later became my roommate. Tequila Slammers are when you take tequila, like a long shot, then you have like, I guess you have like a shot glass, regular shot glass of Sprite. I don't know where they get the two. But you pour the Sprite into the tequila or vice versa, and then you put your hand over the top of the long shot glass. You know the long, narrow ones? Not the regular size ones, but not the little shots that the girls give out for fucking $10 that have a quarter shot in them. Biggest rip. Just like a regular but taller glass. You know what I'm talking about? I can't explain it any better than that. I'm going to move on. I'm going to hope you know what I'm talking about and realize it doesn't really matter either way. So then you mix the two. You put your hand over the top, pick it up, slam it down, get the good mix, crush it. And I would sit in bars in Jerusalem and drink like a fucking man. Damn, those were good times. We take the bus home or a cab. Oh, those are good times. Sleep outside with the dirt in your face. Man, you know what? Since I've gotten back to New York, booze, it's gotten bigger in my life. I've gotten into it again. Drinking with Mark Norman. People like that. It's just a fun situation when you can like stumble home drunk. But I could have done that for years when I lived next door to the Comedy Store. Oh yeah, I was so poor. I didn't have money for booze. That's another thing. I don't understand how these people who are all seemingly broke have the fucking $50 to $75 a night it takes to get drunk like that. How is Lisa doing that? How are you getting bomb drunk when you have no cash? That's the biggest part. That's one of the problems with me being broke for so long is I couldn't afford a fucking beer. How are these guys getting so loaded and taking vacations? Some of them take vacations like twice a year. I'm like, you're sleeping on a couch. What are you taking a vacation for? I don't understand. Oh my God, you guys. I've got the best New Year's Eve. Okay, you guys, you got to listen to the end of this. You got to listen to the end. I'll put it at the end because it's already this podcast. No, it's not going too long. Man, maybe I'll go to the end right now. I'll be in Denver at the Comedy Works that bye week for the NFL with Steve Simone, just like last year. Should be a great time. Me and Renazisi are doing the 1-2 punch again. Renazisi's going the week before me. Simone's opening for him. Staying. Opening for me. Anyway. And then I don't know where else. Indianapolis. I missed one. Vancouver, like the first week of February. All right. Wait, where was I? Now I sidetracked myself. Okay. Oh, best New Year's Eve plan. Okay, listen. You know how everyone has resolutions? Sure. You know? You got to have resolutions. I want to change myself this year in this symbolic day. It should be your birthday you have the resolutions. Right? This is the year I'm 27. For 27, I'm going to fucking clean it up. I'm going to cut my hair on use down to a fucking twice a week situation. I'm going to do this. Let's get that daily planner business started. Okay, yeah. So people got resolutions for New Year's. That's a normal thing. Fine, whatever. But like most of us, I'm perfect. So what's to resolve, right? I mean, honestly, I didn't even think of doing resolutions this year. It didn't even cross my mind until somebody brought it up. So the girl brought it up. She's like, what are you resolving? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I didn't have any. I guess I should. I don't even, I should come up with a list of goals at least. If not a resolution, just like shit I want to accomplish. Let's do it right now. Record another special. It better not be after this year. It's either June or October, but it ain't going to happen after. No, that's happening. So yeah, put it on there anyway. Record a special. That's it? Really? All right. Two new countries this year. We're thinking of going to Trinidad and Tobago for Carnival. That'd be one. Ireland would be another one. The week before Edinburgh. And then maybe, you know, South America, like at the end of the year, after I record a special, maybe then take off. Do my editing from some fucking coffee shop in the jungle. Cocaine. Okay, so everybody's got those resolutions, right? To improve yourself? Fine. That's all of my goals for the year. That's it. I want to start writing my next hour. I'm going to do my next hour all about Judaism when I'm done with this one. That's my plan. All right, come on, back to it. So here's the deal. New Year's resolutions for your friends. Tell me that's not a great idea. New Year's resolutions that you give to your friends because no one can see themselves honestly. So how about, right? Sam, you get too angry. You're going to stop being so angry this year. That could have been anyone and not Sam Tripoli, but whatever. Just at New Year's Eve parties, hand everybody, hey, Happy New Year's. Oh, nice to see you. So good. You got resolutions? I do. I mean, for myself, I'm definitely going to run a little bit more, but that's about it. And here, I got this list for you, though. It's long. You're not doing great in your life. You're going to lose 7 pounds. You're going to break up with that guy that you said you were trying to break up with for the last 2 years. We're sick of it. Either you're going to stop talking about it or you're going to break up with him. And that hairstyle is terrible. Fix that. Shit like that. Or no, I said it wrong. I'm going to fix that. Oh, man. You guys, next year, New Year's resolutions for your friends. Book it. Here are the highlights of last year that I didn't even comment on. We came up with gummy fries. Goutine, some people call it, in Quebec part of the French-Canadian part of the world. You know what it is? Fresh French fries, pour gummy bears all over them, mix them in, you know, let them melt. Fresh French fries. Yeah, it's probably my biggest accomplishment last year, 2015. I did have two specials air on television and a storyteller show. And I shot another show, another season, which will be out February 23rd. Okay, so then I got into it in Israel. I drank a lot. We went to kibbutz. We drank a lot more. The no drinking age was fucking wonderful. Man, we really felt like adults. And you go into those bars, and then those hot Sahal chicks with their shirts, those green button-down shirts just bursting open at the see the buttons holding on. Like, how are they holding on? These giant Jew globes. Oh, how are the buttons holding together? The button side and the hole side were just clinging at each other. Like remember in Amistad when they pulled that kid away from the mom's hands, right? When they landed in America? Welcome to America. And they're holding onto each other, but the slave traders are dragging. They're dragging the kid away. And the mom's like, oh, she's holding on to the kid. And then the fingertips are touching. That's the last time she'll ever see her child. And they're holding on to each other with all they can. The kid's so frightened. It's in a new world. He just survived a fucking 2-month journey in the ocean where two of his uncles died. Pulled away. Oh, no, hold on. That's the fucking Tahal girl's shirts. Bursting. Heaving young melons. Like you only get from a fucking Jew. But those girls would come in there with their fucking Uzis strapped to their back. Or their AK-47s. I don't know what an AK-47 is. I do know they had some of them had Uzis, but now that doesn't seem right. Whatever their guns were and their rifles. Man, it was hot. The clips were gone, but man, it was so hot. And you go in there and drink. Oh, it was so worldly. Now that you think about it, that was so worldly. I was 18. I turned 18 there. It was just like, that's what we were all doing. But man, being in another country like that, drinking in a bar like an adult, except Jason Zuckerman, who looks so young, they stopped him. They wouldn't let him in. He's like, I am 18, though. And they were like, no, like, because they wouldn't even card us. When you're under 18, they're like, whatever. I mean, you're close enough. You're walking in. Yeah, the drinking age is 21, but the fucking driving speed is 55. You're in the range. You're in the range and you're being fucking orderly. Come on in. Drink some. My New Year's resolution is to go on more rants for the podcast this year. Burr can't get them all. We can all start ranting. Yeah, for some reason, the middle of the year, I feel like the intro took a just more of an informative thing and less fun. Or is that wrong? Is that just like the last week? And so that's in my head. Here's what happens to comics, you guys. Once we get like the last joke doesn't work, we go home the whole night thinking we were awful. Unless we hear the tape and we're like, oh, okay, we're going to reshoot whatever the last thing is. So I don't know if it was the whole year or not, but I'm going to start enjoying the intro more. That's my point. Don't forget to check out Lisa Traeger on Twitter at Glitter Cheese, one word. unless I'm wrong, then it's more than one word. The 2016 tour shirt is coming soon. The design is almost done, and it's going to be sick. I don't know if I'm going to be selling them live this year or not, but maybe. Maybe I'll take like two of each size and then like have people get them at the door. Ask them if you want them. I'm not going to be out there selling them. But I'll sign them if you get them. Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, Ari. Where do you use that thing in up there? The head. And Israel was a lot of fun. And then I got to back to America. No drinking, sure, no big deal. And then I got to back to Israel in yeshiva in Orthodoxy, and I would go out drinking there too. And the rabbis would come do spot checks. They would run into the bars. You find out a rabbi was coming. You'd have to run out of there. You'd have to run. The word would get out. Rabbi so-and-so is coming. Fuck, is there a back door? Can we get out of here? We're going to be in trouble. Oh, I almost forgot. I got so drunk, so pass out crazy drunk in Israel. They were like spreading like drawing shit in my head on toilet paper. Like I was just drunk on the sink in this place in Jerusalem, in this like dormitory with the high school trip, putting like Doritos down my ass crack. I forgot about that. Guys are such dicks. That's such a dick move. I was pass out drunk. Oh my God, for the first time, just feel like, and my friends are like, I mean, that's what they should do. That's what they should do. We're like, we can't help him. We said, drink water. All right, he's at the sink. He's good. So, I mean, there's also toothpaste right there. Should we let it go to waste? No, let's draw Jewish stars on his face. Oh, and then my mom and dad saw the pictures. Somehow they got back to them. They were so embarrassed, and they had a big conference. They had a big conference, and all the parents had to meet and said, our kids are getting drunk in Israel. Is that what we sent them there for? The spiritual awakening? And they're getting drunk in Israel? And this? And they all must have turned to my parents. Oh, I must have embarrassed them like a bunch of times growing up. Oh, Ari's the bad seed. You could tell a bunch of them were like, probably the parents were like, listen, I don't want you hanging out with that boy. He's not a good influence. And honestly, by the way, now that I'm older, I'm again a not a good influence. I'm constantly telling my friends to get divorced. I'm always saying, if they're like, I'm thinking of like cheating, I'm like, yes, absolutely cheat. You should totally do that. You should not be faithful if you don't want to. And they're like, well, come on, man. That's not the advice I wanted. I'm like, yes, it is. That's why you're coming to me. Anyway, so then Israel and the rabbis would try to catch us. And Rabbi Bieler made me a deal once. Nope. I'm thinking of a different thing. Not Rabbi Bieler, anyway, Rabbi Ryan. I'm thinking of a different thing. Well, he made a deal with me that I could go out for a free meal. Chaim Zakheim's dad was coming, and I could go for a free meal. Or maybe Mr. Butler was coming. Something like that. Those free meals, when the parents would come in Israel, they would buy like, you know, four or five people free meal. And oh, they were so good. They were like 30 shekel. At the time, it was like, I can't afford that. But now that looking back, even then, that was $10. Of course the parents were going to take out seven people. Were they going to spend $100? Psst. Yeah, they take you out somewhere nice, and I really wanted to go. And it was Chaim's dad. And I made a deal with Rabbi Bieler. He goes, okay, but tell you what, you go out today and skip class, and you don't miss classes, or you don't go into the city for the next two straight weeks. And I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. And then after that, I was just hooked on religion. I started studying way more, and I got into it. And I was like, I was in it for a while. Anyway, yeah, then I got to college, and college drinking was like a tremendous situation. I never understood why everybody started drinking on Wednesday and Thursday. They were like, Thursday was like the first weekend night. Is that still go on in college, where the very first night is the weekend is Thursday? I never understood. I was like, guys, we have lab tomorrow. What are you talking about? That's where we fucking do all the work. Friday is lab day. What? But they're like, no, it's Thursday, it counts. I'm like, what, just because they have dollar pitcher night? We have to go out? Man, we were slaves to a free drink. I'd barf all the time in college. I would barf all the time. I got to a point when I remember Andrew Mariotti, gay Andrew, would tell me that that this girl liked me. There was this bisexual girl. She was part of the LGBA. She was so hot. I don't remember her name. She was one of the hottest people I've ever seen in my life. This blonde girl, and man, she was hot. I'd see her from afar. She was in a couple of my English classes. Couldn't ever say a word to her. I even wanted to like sit with her in the dining hall. I couldn't do it. Fuck, what was her name? There's no way I'm going to get it. And then she was there at the bar at the Terp Station. It was the corner one. Cornerstone, maybe? And we're all there because it was their night. Every different bar had their own fucking night. The Voo, that was one. Every bar had their own night. Dollar Pitcher Night, fucking $1 Shooters, Quarter Buds, whatever it is. Man, we get fucking drunk. And Andrew was like, that girl's here. That blonde LGBA girl. Man, she would talk. She would be on the board of the LGBA, so she would go talk to all the classes about like gay rights and stuff and whatever. That's when we saw this girl. Okay, there was this girl, and I guess I was early transsexual. But she was sitting, I got late to class, and I there was this board on stage of like 5-6 people. And that girl was one of them, the hot girl was one of them. And in your head, you don't even think, you just make quick summaries of what's going on. It's hot out. Well, you don't think about it. You just go, it's warm. As soon as you step outside, it's sunny, you know? There's a plane going over. Like you take it all in. And so I took in that this is the amount of boys and girls and white people and black people on the stage. I don't know what this is. And they all start talking. They're from the LGBA. It's from Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual Alliance. They didn't have any of the other letters back then. They just got the B. Give them a break. They just got the B. It might have just been LGA before. But they just got the B. LGBA. And then one of them opened their mouth and the hot girl said something about it. And I was sitting and listening. And then one of the guys who's sitting there talked, and it was a girl. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was the first time. I was like, I couldn't understand. I summed it up, and then it was a different thing than what I had summed up. Shocking. Yeah, that was probably transsexual. I don't know if they said that then. I definitely wasn't paying a lot of attention to what they were saying. That girl was so hot. But man, it was weird. So anyway, I saw her at Terp Station. And by the way, if you want to hear an episode about transsexuals, I have one. I don't remember the number. But it was from like 2 years ago. And then Andrew was there, and Andrew was like, and we're drinking, we're doing Jaeger shots, which is never good. Jaeger, why? And then he's like, all right, this girl likes you. I'm like, no fucking way. The hot girl, the blonde. I was like, no way. I was like, come talk. And he introduces, he was like, talk real quick. And then she was like, well, I got to go. I was like, oh, well, cool. It's nice to meet you. And then it was like, she gave me a number. She wrote it down on a bar napkin, like an adult again. So I was 21, my first year in college. So I never really felt the need to like drink every night. So that girl gave me a number and I was so happy, and I was already done. I was like, oh, I'm cut off. I'm about to barf. And then, but Andrew was like, I was like, all right, come on. Just have one shot. I just got that girl's number. I got it for you. I was like, well, all right. What do you want? Real Jaeger, of course. Okay. Let's do Jaeger. And it was like throwing it back. And then immediately throwing it up. There was no... Hey, I think I might have that story wrong. I think Gandrew might have been the one that was done drinking. And then I forced him to drink a Jaeger shot. Because, man, that's what it is. Because I was so happy about getting this girl's number because of him. And then he barfed. Now I have no idea what the truth is. I think it's the latter. I think it's that he barfed. I made him drink a shot even though he said he was done. But I was like, no, come on, you have to. What is it with shots where people want to demand that you do it with them so fucking bad? Guys, I gotta start the episode. Come see me this Wednesday at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. 10 o'clock. Tickets are on my website, arithegreat.com. All tickets are on my website, arithegreat.com. Vancouver, Denver, Indianapolis, Tempe, This Is Not Happening shows. I'll be at the Sketch Fest doing a This Is Not Happening show. And I don't know what else. All right. We good? Should we start? Sure. No, I'm not done yet. Ari, come on. Don't cut yourself off. I'll finish in the outro. My story of pot. I mean, of alcohol. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do it. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. Episode 249. Next week with Danish and O'Neill. The Ari interview. Episode 249, Boozapalooza with Lisa Traeger. We talk all about booze. You guys, it's going to be a fun one. Enjoy hell and have the song. I mean, what a better song to go into than this one. Nathaniel Ratliff or Ratliff, whatever his name is. Oh, it's a good song.
My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is aching. Hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, this can't be me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my own away.
Is it started?
Yes.
You don't do a da 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 da.
I'll do that later.
Oh, okay.
It just seems like a lot of time for guests who are already busy.
Yeah, you know, you're so respectful of everything all the time.
Thanks.
The gossip on the streets now is just how well you take care of comics for the live shows.
Money wise, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's just in an uproar.
Let's all just split it.
Yeah, but no one. Someone. Yeah, they're like, he's a dirty communist, but it works. I don't remember.
Yeah,
what it
it's
was.
Communist. It's just like we're all fucking doing the show, right? We're all 1/6 of it. Let's all split the money. And they're like, yeah, but you put it together. I'm like, yeah, right, but
yeah, but the what are other people doing? Is what I'm thinking about, because even your Union Hall show, the check was so huge, and I was like, I've done shows here all the time.
Or Union Hall?
No, but I did the Union Hall one too.
That was like a couple hundred, right?
Yeah, it was like 250. But sometimes I get, most of the time I get nothing.
Nothing, sure.
Sometimes I'll get $25.50, and I'm wondering
$25.50.
No, $25 or $50. You know, I've done that. Like that's happened a couple times.
Yeah,
but like. I'm just wondering what's going on, because when Sabrina and I did it, well, when Sabrina and I did it for the New York Comedy Festival, we put in a lot of money into the show.
Mm-hmm.
But we still try to take care of everyone and get people booze and like.
You got to take your money back. You can't like be out flyers and stuff.
Because we had to film a bunch of stuff. Like we had all these projects, so we had filming. We had brought a wrestler in.
Yeah, those are costs that gotta get paid back before anybody gets paid.
Yeah.
But then after that, then it's like, what do you do with the money?
Guy was
Do you make people sure get people get drinks if they want? Shit, like that.
Yeah, we took care of all everyone's drinks, tipping everyone out, the sound guy, you know, all that stuff. But I don't think that other people are doing it.
I know, but it's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
Because they're like, well, you don't have to. The rule, it's like, so what would you have to? What do you go by their rules? Go by your own rules. How do you like to be treated as a comic, you fucking asshole?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no.
You're not going to
really
get me
good.
A drink. We're all alcoholics, and you're not going to get me a drink. You're not just going to give me a ticket or something?
I know. You do get drinks. The bartenders are actually nice. I've been there enough now that the bartenders are
where,
nice.
Where? Cake shop?
A Union.
Oh, Union Hall.
Even Union. Their sound guy.
They give us drink tickets.
Once.
At least two.
I worked with Union Hall sound guy.
Yeah.
I realized everyone else is a fucking retard. Like, he was so good at his job, and it was amazing that it was like beyond impressive, and it made all these other people just like, what are you, oh, they suck.
Yeah. Oh, right. I love
we had
that.
All these projections. We had like video cues, music. We just like really went nuts. It was kind of like a school play, but we got, someone called it our drinking show because we definitely got blacked out. But
how often do you get blacked out?
But the most proud moment of my life is like we got into a fight on stage and we had like kind of foreshadowed that there was a live cam, but we filmed everything. And all of a sudden it's like airing us fighting, like running out of Union Hall fighting. And then it's an epic chase scene we filmed throughout all of New York, through Times Square, the bridge, like Bryant Park, Chinatown. Like we just filmed this amazing chase scene and it ended with us peeing in the street and introducing the next comic. And it's still one of my proudest moments.
You introduced the comic in the film?
In the video while peeing. Like we were really just like peeing. Like we stuck to it. Nice. But like it was just, it's like the best thing I've ever done. And the guy got it and got every, it was just like, had all these mics. We had a DJ. We were doing like wrestling promos and he just killed it. And it was so cool.
Oh, that's cool.
It was so cool.
I know.
Sorry, that was like the best moment of my life. Did I just talk too long about the sound guy and the chase scene? But that's like pretty cool.
Yeah, you were into it.
We fought. I was like sore the next day, like with my throat.
Congratulations. That was New York Comedy Festival?
2 years ago. Then nothing's happened since. No, we were. Yeah.
You did the thing.
And you're leaving town on Monday.
Yeah,
I'm lucky that I caught you.
Yeah.
Do you feel like I'm one of the more annoying people in your life or casual?
You don't annoy me, but but are you an annoying person?
Self-conscious about how I feel like I was very aggressive about getting this, doing this.
No, I asked you to do it, and then we were trying to come up with a subject.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, today you were like, "So what time? What time?"
Well, because I just need to know, like, do I have time to get my nails done, or should I chill out?
Yeah, I get it.
Type of stuff.
Yeah,
that's it. But I hate when like my to-do list is just like nails and eyebrow,
like do I have time? I'm always like, can I take a dump?
No.
Or like, oh, like I'm not gonna shower, but like if you're gonna be half an hour late, then I will take a shower, please. Yes. Let me know.
Yes, absolutely. But once I get like
a girl took her boobs out at the Turkish baths, or the Russian baths.
Oh, are they unisex?
I guess, yeah, they are, but like they have like a leotard type thing, a leotard shorts, a onesie.
Okay.
For the girls, the guys just have shorts, or I just wear a bathing suit, I guess. If it was all dudes, I probably would have done naked, but this girl just had her boobs out and we had to be casual about it.
That's like a really nice fun thing for the morning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh yeah, get wet your pores going. Wet titties. Just pouring
wet
shit
titties out. Okay. In the morning.
She wasn't bad either.
Yeah, I just have never been into baths and in public with weird people.
With other people? Yeah, people hum there.
I feel like skinny dipping in an ocean or a pool is more fun, but like the idea of just like sitting, it really upsets me. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, the Asian women just beat you up and scrub you hard. I'm like, I don't want that. There's nothing that appeals to me. And I'm Russian, so I would hate everyone. I'd be disgusted. What? You know?
No, there's no Russians. There's just some fucking heebie-jeebies.
What's a heebie-jeebie? Orthodox Jews, people? Yeah, that's even worse Orthodox for people. Me.
How'd you know it? How'd you know what I meant?
When you started fingering,
I hadn't even done it yet. Though you said,
"Yeah, but you went up."
I went up.
I like knew you were gonna curl.
I was just going. It was like a pointing
curl.
One. Yeah, you ever seen one of those guys jerk off on the subway?
No.
Oh.
I hate them so much.
They're pushy.
It's not even a pushy thing. I was at like an Orthodox wedding. It's just like the arrogance these men have.
They don't respect you as a woman. They don't respect any non-Jew as anything.
And it's like, I'm better than you. Like a guy wouldn't shake my hand and I'm like, how dare you?
No, that's the law.
I know, but it pisses me off because then they're just like fat and disgusting and texting and just like sweating. I know they have shitty jobs and like ugly wives and dumb kids. And it's like, fuck you for thinking that you're better than me, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Texting at a wedding, you sucker.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And I hate that, like...
The turkey was dry.
What pisses
wedding.
Me off the most is, like, there was a wall separating, you know, the woman and guy dance floor. But then the woman one is extra closed and the man one's open. It's like, I don't want to look at your disgusting selves dancing. Yours should be as
extra closed and open.
So it's like, there's a wall separating them.
Yeah.
But then the women's one is surrounded wall, too, with just one door entrance.
Yeah.
And the man one was just that wall, but the rest of it was open.
It was all theirs, yeah.
And it's just like, go fuck yourself, you pieces of shit. We don't want to look at you. We don't want to look at you. I like honestly want to get like really drunk and run into an Orthodox wedding and just start touching all the men. I just like want to...
I want to do this thing where... was going to do for a hidden video where I would go sit in shul, sit in the synagogue the whole time.
Yeah.
But then, like, when I look more curls and wear a yarmulke and a suit and, like, really get to know them, maybe even a couple weeks. And then one day when they leave and they're all outside, just have a black hooker come by and just start making out with her. Tongue in her, really getting tit.
You have to.
I really want to do that.
You have to, dude. You have to. Fuck yes.
And just like,
and it's like, so our friend, was like, is, we've all known this girl for a really, really long time. Then she became a religious Jew and started to suck. But like a guy that she's known for 9 years, married to her best friend, was part of the, you know, hung out with the grooms and did all that. And he just said, like, someone was like, I guess it's this kind of wedding. It was just rude to him. And it's just like, we've known them longer. Like, go fuck yourself. Like, why can't you just be nice at a wedding to this dude who clearly already feels left out with his blonde bun? He's like a vegetarian. You know, just like...
They're assholes. They're elitist assholes.
Yeah.
They really are. And it's like, no, they just stick to themselves. And it's like, yeah, they'll just stick to themselves. We're trying, and they're fucking saying, no thanks.
Yeah.
I have all my friends. You're the dick at a party.
Is my friend was always like a judgy cunt, and now she just has like God behind her to do it even more.
Yeah.
So it's like she thinks she's this better person, but she's still being like, my wedding dress was $10,000. My wig is the best hair you can get. I'm like, yeah, you're still a shitty person.
They spent so much money in that fucking wig shit. Yeah, that's why I never liked him. I was like, you'd rather me marry a girl named Sarah, who is a complete asshole cunt, who's just mean to everybody, the girl named Christian, who was fucking nice and pleasant and gave charity and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I went to an evangelical Christian college.
Wasn't gross looking. Yeah.
And I forgot.
It's because you did drugs before we started. I'm going to get some of this edible.
What do you get? You're getting the edible?
Yeah.
All right.
Because you're have any spots till 12:30 tonight.
Oh, I'm actually hosting at 7 and then at 12:15. Oh, I have a spot in between. No, I've set up at 10 o'clock, like Barsha. I'm gonna have a busy night. I can't believe I just told everyone my schedule. But
this will be out way after, like months after.
Wait, what were elitist?
Talking about Jews and your friend who became more religious because it helped her.
So I went to an evangelical Christian college, and I went in so open minded, and I left hating everyone, just like terrible people. What does it say? Warning, keep away from children and pets. Cool.
That's nice. Yeah, that's a nice stamp. Yeah.
And we...
What's college?
North Park.
Chicago?
Foster and Kedzie. It's on the north side. And so I thought it was going to be chill and it wasn't, but I took like a conflict resolution class. And at the end of it, we put together like a summit with different groups of people to discuss an issue or whatever and like help people, whatever. It's all bullshit. But this guy came in and he helps male prostitutes like get a place to live and like help them be drug free and all that, and just like we're and like, but it's about God at the end of the day. And he was like, if we just, you know, convert one person and find them God, we know we did a good job. And I'm like, oh, but what if someone like got a job and a house and like changed their life and stopped doing drugs and really achieved something, but then didn't like the Christian shit? Like, that wouldn't be a success to you. Like, you're twisted and you're fucked.
Oh yeah,
that, like, to them, like, someone getting into the Bible is the good work, not like actually real life. I just feel people that are super religious, it should be considered a mental illness, like schizophrenia.
That's the thing, but Judaism doesn't teach that.
No.
Maybe it's the same as what people say Islam doesn't teach that. But it's
Jews do not care.
I don't care what it teaches. It does teach, like, these are laws for practical use. We have to know if I drop a ham accidentally inside some soup, how little ham can it be where it's still kosher? Like, those are the laws they want you to study, and then it becomes like, I'm better than you. You're supposed to be nice.
Yeah, it's weird. It's so weird. But there was one family, like, in high school that I loved, Lindsay.
Tastes like weed. Yeah.
And the Long family, and they were, like, Christians, and they were, like, the best people, did real, like, life.
Some like that.
And it was just, like, I loved being at their house. It was, like, so fun. We would all chill. Like, there was three kids. The parents were cool.
They were Christian or Jewish?
They were Christian. Like, the parents met in Honduras doing missionary work.
There's, like, one out of 100 of those religious people that are, like, if everyone's like you, it'd be okay.
Yeah, they were Methodists, and the dad was like a professor at Northwestern and Marquette now, but he like pastored somewhere and they weren't for gay marriage and he left. And
really?
He went to like a pro-gay like church, and they like, she spoke Spanish, so she would help families that were dealing with things, like fill out forms, like help them. Like, they were just like this cool, good, talented, loving family, and I was just like the best. And that's what like gives me like calmness.
That can happen.
Like, that can happen.
Yeah.
And she's a pastor now. Like, she went to do. It's just like cute. They're cute.
Yeah.
Their brother's gay. It's like fun. They're like the great family.
Yeah.
I would want them at my wedding. You know what I mean?
Right. They'd be cool. Like, oh, Jewish people are cool.
Oh, for sure. They loved my parents because my parents have accents and they're like weird. And they were always so giving and nice to my parents. Anyone that's nice to my foreign dad, I like respect. Yeah. He's so annoying. You know.
Really?
Just so annoying and just like a mess.
My dad's Romanian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he annoying?
No.
Okay. Yeah, my dad's so annoying.
Why?
Just like a Russian Jew that's like, he's 77. He's just lost it. Like, all of his bad qualities have gotten to this like extreme point. He's just so old. And so it's like, ugh. Like, he goes to my sister's house and just like puts expired cereal in other cereal boxes and organizes things and just like...
Like, the Holocaust is over.
Just weird. Yeah. It's hoards canned food. Like, just like has paper. Just like, he's just nuts. Yeah. So cool, but like nuts.
Yeah.
Just, he found out he was having a stroke because he called the Russian radio doctor and the doctor was like, while he was
you're
driving.
A stroke?
And the doctor was like, yeah, you're having a stroke. You need to go to the hospital. Like, he's wow. just nuts. You know what
he
I mean?
Called in and said, hey, what's this tight, short as yeah. a breath? And it's yeah, like my left hand.
And the guy was like, ah! And he had just gotten back from buying two handles of vodka at Binny's, you know, the liquor store.
You think
store.
The producer of that radio show was like fist pumped? Like, perfect call.
I can't believe, that's so funny. I didn't even think about that. That was so funny.
I've gotten to this point where I can't not think about shit like that. I saw like some commercial.
Yeah.
And it was like this family sitting around and two of them were wearing holiday sweaters. And I was like, do you think they asked wardrobe if they could keep those sweaters? Like, I can't see what the commercial's about anymore.
Oh my God. That's so interesting. Yeah. Okay. That's so great.
Yeah. What did we just say about before, that made me think of that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Good.
Oh,
job.
That you just have inside scoop. So when you watch something, like I was watching a comedy special and yeah. then I like noticed that there was an empty seat in the audience and I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it's like, why would I, what? Like everyone's like, it's a great special. I'm like,
did you hear that
but
joke?
What about that one seat? Yeah. You know, there's another shot with three empty seats. What's going on? And I'm like, so pissed. I'm like, the marquee said sold out. Why wouldn't they take care of that? But it's like a great fun spot. Like, what the fuck? So
the marquee said sold out. I was lied to.
No,
I was lied to. I want to get to the bottom of this. You should be Aaron Brockovich for comedy specials.
No, but it was amazing. It was Mulaney's and it's like the best. You know, it was so funny.
I haven't seen
that
one yet. I heard that's really good.
It's great. It's so great. But it's just like awesome. It's so funny. And it's in Chicago and what a beautiful, like Chicago theater is beautiful. And it's like, why would I pay attention to that one little, it's like fucked for sure.
Someone's probably paying.
Yeah. No, but they shouldn't let anyone out. I wonder if they were doing. Maybe I don't get it.
I don't know. I have a audience lady who's like, nobody goes to pee, right? I'm like, no, let people go pee. They're not good audience members anymore. They're drinking. Let them go pee. You think they want to miss this? Like, they have to.
Oh, that's so.
Somebody
funny.
Pissed their pants at the first year of my taping. Because there was somebody's like, do not get up no matter what. And I was like, no.
No, I have extreme peeing problems. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I have to go, like, I've gone in the street, like, I've found places. I used to go in the
Lisa,
street often.
The street in New York and Chicago?
Chicago was way easier.
See. Yeah,
but here, I
there.
Found, like, a weird loading dock in the middle of Midtown, like, by Bryant Park. I had to go. Like, I...
The loading dock's a good place to go
cars.
Smoke pot or pee.
Between two cars, I've done it.
Oh, what?
Because I used to live in Hell's Kitchen. It was
were you homeless?
Train. No, I will, like, if we're going somewhere, I know I have to pee. I will pee 10 minutes. Like, there are times in Chicago. Will
you can't
Miles,
hold it?
My friend Will Miles has seen me do this so often. But, like, I will pull off a highway and, like, pull over my car and run out and go to the bathroom. I've abandoned, like, in drive-through lines, been like, I have to go inside. Like, you have to take over. I just, like, it's a problem, I think. But when I have to, yeah, I just, like, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like also
I peed
if
walking
you know you
in
have
East
to
Village,
pee,
East Village, but there's nobody you can see who's coming. Not in those streets are like busy.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like certain neighborhoods, you can pee outside.
Oh yeah. No, East Village, you have to go to a credit bar. Or someone just yeah, like hotel.
You don't just go into a place
and ask.
Yeah, use your bathroom.
No.
Wait, why would you not in Midtown? There's so many places around.
I just feel like they're all gonna be like no. Well, once I went into a place,
yeah,
and they like you know
bars,
like you know a place where that's like sandwiches, fruits, like to go lunch. No, but like. Like Billings. Midtown lunch spot.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Salad bar, you know, it's one of those. And I ran in, and as soon as I got out of the bathroom, they're like, you need to get stuff, like, only for customers. Oh. And I got caught. It's like, I don't...
They forced you to buy?
Yeah, I bought, like, a cookie for the group, you know? I was with, like, four or five friends. And they're annoyed. My friends are annoyed by it. On road trips, like, the other comics hate it.
Oh, because you got to stop all the time.
Yeah, they're like, the men are upset.
Gonna hate it.
I'm not. It's only an hour. It's just Long Island.
I found out?
I would never make him stop to go to
peeing in a cup, in a bottle. I just found, I've done it enough times.
Yeah.
So it creates a vacuum. You guys don't have to do this. Men have to. If you stick your cock right up on the top of a bottle.
Yeah.
There's a vacuum. There's no space for it to get out. The air that's displaced by the urine.
So what are you, why are you saying these science details to me?
Because I was talking, you got to pee in the car.
Yeah, but I'm not peeing in a bottle. All right.
What are you going to pee in?
I'm not going to pee. I'm not, it's not far.
Long Island?
Yeah, I'm not going to, if it's an hour or two, I could keep it together.
But you can't keep it together in Bryant Park?
I won't keep water. I don't know. I just, you know, we all have flaws and that's another one of mine. I'm going to pee often.
Yeah.
But I wish movie theaters would have like stalls in the movie theater or something.
They would disturb people. I get what you're
soundproof.
Saying. I get what you're saying. The
soundproof.
Light. The light.
And you could hear it. The light.
The light when you open the door.
Then it could be by the door. I hate that you have to like.
Yeah, yeah. Walk a far away.
Because I do like to get a diet soda at the movies.
Yeah. And at least you could hear if it was.
Yes.
If it was in the bathroom.
Let me
thing.
Hear. Or at least. Because you can't broadcast
into the
in
hallway,
the main one.
Everybody
all
goes
the
there.
Movies.
Yeah. They should have one in each thing.
Yes. Or
they do that at Comedy Club sometimes where they broadcast what's
I like
going
that.
On. And it's like, yeah, why would you miss it?
At Comedy Attic, someone was on stage and I was in the bathroom and I was just like laughing so loudly, but I guess the audience didn't laugh. So it was like, I guess someone really, yeah.
The like, echo.
They said, I think he just said like Banana Republic, but like knowing him, I was like, I just laughed so loud. But whatever.
Whatevs.
We're going to talk about summer jobs.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, all right.
Or am I a nerd to bring it to topic?
No, that's okay. I was thinking of either doing that or going to another topic.
What was the other topic? That's the thing. I couldn't think of another topic.
Booze. Or. Yeah, that was what my thought was right now.
I know. It's just such a problem for me. You know, it's like so hard to balance wanting to be like a healthy. Like balance is hard to find.
Yeah.
For me, yeah. I have a hard time bouncing. Like, I wish I was able to, like, be chill.
Moderately?
Moderate anything. Like, I'm either, like, full on, or, like, or not. You know, I can't, like, I'm really trying to find this balance.
Wait.
Because one or the other
gives me
anxiety.
You mean, like, when you start drinking or something, you just keep going?
Drinking, smoking, like, spending money, going out to eat.
Yeah.
Just really living crazy.
You can't stop? Or you can't, it's all or nothing.
Stop.
You can't just go out for a
all
dinner and then go back home.
Or I'm just like, I only can eat peas, you know, or like no drinking at all for a month. And it's like, why am I not drinking for a month? Why can't I just drink twice a week? But I can't.
Yeah. I remember a comic when I was starting made a joke. Danielle Keenan made a joke about, isn't anyone just down for like two beers and a cigarette?
No.
Nobody.
No, it's about like at lunch.
Yeah, no. You day drink, huh?
Not often. But this
if you're
is the
out
thing.
A place that serves.
I just wish it's the hungover thing that's the problem. Because if I'm hungover all day, I'll want a beer. You know,
to cure the hangover.
And yeah.
Does that really do it?
It's not weird. It just feels so good. But
I'm in New York. It's hard not to day drink. You're out at a place and they're like, "Do you want some beer?" No one's looking down on you, and you're like, "Oh yeah." I mean, I guess I. I have to be anywhere for 8 hours.
Yeah, you know what I love in the summer? Just like a pitcher of margarita. Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
There's one place in the East Village where during happy hour, if you get a pitcher, you get free guacamole.
Oh, with chips?
Free. Yeah, which no, yeah, of course. With chips.
Just your hands. Eating this. Lap it up. Like, get your guacamole, fool. Eat it, you peasants.
No, definite chips.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Bombaleo.
There was a place here that had a free slice of pizza with every beer.
Yeah, Alligator.
Alligator?
But the drinks are very expensive. They're not good drinks. It's like, yeah, I'm spending $8 on a vodka soda that you're putting in a plastic cup. Get the fuck out of here with your piece of pizza. That's like annoying to
good
me.
Point.
But I also love going there with a bunch of girls. We get fajitas and then we split split it. So then we all just have one fajita.
And go get crazy guac
and
chips.
And just have so many pictures. It's like, I just love it. I do have a fun group of gal pals.
When it's warm, it's fucking wonderful.
Yeah, Blockheads. It's in the middle, like just sitting outside. Fuck yeah.
Where's that?
It's like, I used to live in Hell's Kitchen, so that's why I was there a lot. But it was like 50th and 8th. Oh, it's like not in a cool area, but it's like, it was awesome. They have these, they just have like a whole page of different margaritas, like frozen, like with Corona bottles, like different, like they just do cool stuff.
You just switch them
shots
up.
Shots of Patron, extra shots, grape stuff. I mean, it's like awesome.
There's a good feeling to being day drunk.
Yeah, you feel like you're better than
it's
everyone.
It's like more pleasant.
I love it. Especially like in the summer when you're running around town with friends that are visiting or something.
Yeah.
Like that's a great place because they'll probably want to go to the MoMA or like see the High Line.
And they're so gonna, you do the white wine and go MoMA? What do you mean?
Oh, no. I'm just saying like you're already in that area. Like you're going to be in Manhattan. They're probably going to want to see shit.
Yeah.
And so then after you see shit, then it's time to get drunk. What else are you, you know, your friends are in town. Let's get fun.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I've lost sight of that.
Yeah, that's why it's like fun. I mean, I had this year, you know, I just moved
from Chicago.
So I didn't know how often people visit. So when people would visit, I'd get really like hyped up. And
now
like,
you realize it's New York City, so everyone comes to visit.
So I'm more chill, but yeah. I definitely had a couple bad experiences. But like usually the chill friends, it's just like, I want to do at least these two things, walk around Soho. If you're walking around Soho, why wouldn't you be drunk?
Hi, though.
Hi. That's not a lot of my gal pals are stoners.
Oh, lame. Wait, let me ask you a theory. What do you think of this? I just thought of right now. Women smoke less weed than men.
Maybe. I don't know. Probably. Maybe not.
What do you think of it? I think maybe.
I think you hang out with more dudes.
Maybe that's it. But more of women in my life, percentage-wise,
like say,
no, I don't
smoke
really smoke
weed all the time. Oh, she's going to be mad with her green card stuff. But, yeah.
Whatever.
I know. She's so paranoid. But, yeah. Like, we smoke all the time.
It's legal. Green card. In both countries, it's pretty much legal.
I don't know. I do have some, I think it's a comedy thing though. And that's what makes it like you think more dudes because I'm just thinking of my, for other friends.
Maybe
it's not,
maybe it's more, right.
Because they have
right,
real
right,
jobs.
Right, right. They don't smoke. Most
they're
of them
waking
don't
up
smoke.
At 6 a.m. They're like doing stuff. They go out for happy, like, yeah.
Okay. It's a theory I just came up with.
Yeah, but it could be true. I guess I just don't care.
Yeah. Well, when you said your gals don't smoke pot.
Yeah, there's got to be still. Well, now with these pens, women, they're just getting high everywhere.
Yeah, but day drunk is good. So what do you do? Stop in a bar for a little while? Have like two
yeah,
drinks
like
and,
when
drink,
I visit
and then keep walking?
Any country, that's what I do. I walk, stop in, this looks good, have a cocktail, keep going. Get another drink. You know?
Yeah.
A fountain, and then time to get another drink. But that's like special. Like I wouldn't do that just like on a regular Wednesday. But that's what's fun about friends in town, or if like you know a friend, someone's birthday.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
See, I would do that shit just about every day. If someone's like, "Hey, I'm in your neighborhood. What are you doing?" And I don't have anything going on, I'd be like, "Yeah, all right, let's fuck around."
Like I have one from my like he works in this by Bryant Park, and it was his birthday. I was like, "I'll take you out for lunch."
Really?
So I meet him. I take him, you know, the outdoor place in Bryant Park. Mm-hmm. Share a seafood like raw shit. And get bombed.
Bombed. I just
not
never
bombed
think
because he has to go back to work. But yeah,
but then
beers.
We got shit at night. It just feels like you're not supposed to do it till after like your spots. But
yeah, or like, yeah, yeah. But then you
but
can
maybe
not
if you have no day job.
Always.
If you have no day job, why not?
Chug a Red Bull.
Jay had to talk me into it once. Big Jay. I was at his house. We were playing video games or something. He's like, "Going to beer?" And it was like 2 p.m. I was like, "No, that's okay." He goes, "But why not?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't know." He goes, "So then why not have it?"
Yeah, but. Playing video games and drinking beer is more losery than running around the city in a hot, beautiful day, going to street fairs.
Yeah, but I liked it, I'm saying.
You did like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was like, you're right. It is fun. Why not? Why can't I have a fucking beer? Success.
Yeah. 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 I think that's something that like Sabrina gives me credit for. Like we are really productive together.
Yeah.
But she said like I taught her in a way kind of like that
Let
you
loose.
Could smoke and you could have a cocktail and you could sit outside and you can like still get stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a Moscow Mule at the bar. You know, like we went to write those roast jokes.
Uh-huh.
We sat in the patio with a drink and you get stuff done.
Yeah.
And then I had to fight off a loser. And then I had to get in a violent
What was that deal? Was he hitting on you or was he just trying to make friends with us?
I think it was, this is the funny thing. So he was on a date. I could tell it was a date. And the girl had left. and he stayed.
You could tell she left, or she just hadn't come back
yet? No. She left. He sucks. Because then he was trying to talk to other people.
But I'm saying, did you know before he came and talked to us that she had left? Or were you just like...
Yeah. No, okay. I investigated the whole situation. And then he just started talking.
He leaned out. He was like, excuse me, guys.
Well, he was... First of all, his inclination and instinct and everything was wrong.
Way wrong. So we weren't looking for friends.
No, what pissed me off, he was like... I'm sure you've worked all day. Stop working. Put the office behind you. I'm like, we do not work in an office. Shut your mouth. We're having a great time.
And also, if we did, though, if we brought our work shit to this thing with our notebooks open, not just like talking about work, but with our notebook, like, then we clearly have to do this, man. It's daylight out.
Yeah.
Like.
And then once the comedy thing came up, he showed us a picture of him. He has like a mustard or a pickle company. And Bill Hader was there. So it was a picture of Bill Hader like trying to brag to us.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. And then he's like, hard audience.
We're like, well, that's like, we're just stand-up comics. That's a guy's a sketch guy. So it's not.
It's like, whatever, dude. And so then.
He would not go away.
And then he was like, what was the thing that drove me over the edge?
But at first it was like, no, you're wrong. We're just writing comedy.
Yeah.
So we're going to get back to things.
Oh, and then he started talking about Second City and improv.
Yeah, that's it.
And how we compared it to UCB and which one's better. And that's when I lost it. I went, listen, we're not going to be sitting here talking about our opinions on which improv. Like, we don't care. You need to stop. And he's like, whoa, I'm just trying to be nice. So I was like, you're not. Just because you want something from us. Doesn't mean make you nice. We're telling you no. You're actually being annoying and aggressive. Like, fuck off. You're so. And then I said something like, we're trying to write a roast joke, and I looked at a photo. I was like, dumbass hat. He's like, now you're calling me a dumbass. I'm like, we are done with you.
It was like when he said, like, just trying to be nice. It's that thing that passive aggressive people always do, where they're like, you have to be like, all right, well, thank you, I appreciate it, but we're gonna get back to work. But you were like, no, you just stayed right on him. You're like, no, fuck that. You weren't trying to be nice. We gave you plenty of warnings. We said we're trying to get to this. You keep fucking bothering us. And you're like, because your girlfriend left.
Yeah. I really lose it.
Oh, it was so great to watch.
Okay, good. Yeah, great. Oh. I mean, there's this one, you know how like the things you don't like about people sometimes are just like your flaws, and it's like worrisome at times?
What?
There's like a theory that like when you're annoyed or don't like someone,
it's because you do that thing.
You see your bad qualities in them, and that's what makes you not like them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure it's not true always, but it's like something that's in my head that I'm pretty like. It unnerves me at times because there's this one girl that's.
Are
crazy.
You annoying?
I can't. I don't know.
Is that the question? Is that what
you're... No.
Oh, okay.
So like, there's this one girl, and I think she's kind of nuts. But she said this thing where she's like, "I love confrontation." Like. Oh. I just love, and the thing is, I don't like the way she acts and like always ready, but I do like putting someone in their place. It like makes, like, when someone's annoying in the crowd, I really do enjoy being like, who the fuck, what are you doing? Like, I love that. And I don't like that I remind myself of this person I don't like. But like calling him out, I just was like, yeah, no.
It was wonderful.
I like enjoyed it, you know?
I have this weird feminist thing where if there's any sort of verbal conflict, I will never come to the aid of a woman because it's demeaning. It's demeaning. And so then I was just like, I'm not doing it. And then you were just like, hey, dipshit, shut the fuck. It was so great.
Yeah.
It was so great. You just stayed on him like a jiu-jitsu guy. Someone's trying to get up. Like, no, I'm not done with you yet. Don't say sorry. Just try to be nice. You weren't. You saw we didn't want you. You keep talking.
Yeah, we're.
Yeah, that's right. And then he goes, oh, you're calling me a hack? You're like, get out of here.
Well, because also, like, I think in a lot of people's brains, people don't like their job. Like, oh, put your office behind you. And we were having a great day.
Yeah, it was what are you talking about? We're comics writing jokes at daytime.
Yeah, while having
making
a beer.
Fat Big J
edibles.
Jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great time. I saw somebody in the train do that. This guy was coming from art. Or a music school or something like that. He was talking to some woman who was like vocal, whatever, and they were talking, and some drunk white girl was sitting next to him. She goes, do you do drums? What do you do? And he goes, all sorts of stuff. He's trying to hit on this girl.
Yeah.
And this white girl with a boyfriend next to her kept going like, what types of things go into a beat? And he goes, honestly, I'm trying to finish my conversation right now. And she just wouldn't get it. It's just drunks.
Oh, drunks, yeah. I was in Philly recently, and there was a guy who was so hot, but also looked like John Francis Daly, you know? Just like, we were in him, he was like so drunk.
Who?
The guy, well, the Freaks and Geeks guy, but grown up.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like,
oh, right.
Like, wrote Horrible Bosses, I don't know. So, But he was like so bombed and like, but so nice and fun that we were like loving it. I was like, you're so lucky. You're so hot. Like, this is a dream. But then there was like a homeless guy walked by who like wasn't a clean homeless. Like, you know, I wouldn't really. He gave him like,
give you a high five. And you're like, we're not going to do that.
He gave him a 20. And but then he started grabbing his beard and like bringing him to his face and like talking to him. And we were like,
wait, your friend started talking to the
not
homeless
our friend,
guy?
No, the hot drunk, like just some random in Philly. But then the 20 was great. He was so kind, but it was just like, ugh.
Yeah, gross.
That bar was so crazy. So the LA Kings were in town, the hockey team. Yeah. And then all the women that are trying to fuck the hockey team and just sitting back and just watching this all happen was like a blessing
in
my
there?
Life. Yeah, because there was like, I did a comedy show earlier and with other comics, and one of the guys, he has friends everywhere, and one of his friends was a girl, and she's like, we're going to this bar if you want to meet us. And he was like, oh, the LA, it all made sense, because he's like, she used to fuck all the hockey players in college. That's what she was known for, like fucking hockey players. And so she, like, they went back to change and they came looking right. And just like hot girls everywhere and like men with no teeth. And like, there was one hockey player with no teeth, but he was like the coolest. And he was talking to two hot girls. And then a third one came to his side and he like put his finger up and was like, I'm busy right now. Yeah. And it was just like so wild to see. And then there was like hot, tatted up girls. Hockey players are just cool. They're like cool. They look cool. They're the coolest of the athletes, I think. Like in high school, all the like cool skater guys were hockey players.
In Maryland,
but if you're into
soccer
them.
Players,
weird. Okay,
yeah, yeah. There weren't a lot of them, but they were like, especially at University of Maryland. It was like, damn, why? How do you guys get stuff?
Oh,
just cool.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as a dude, like if you could just do anything, like you'll have women that want to fuck you.
If you do any, there's different groupies to every different thing.
Yeah.
So I've been to the UFCs and they have like porn stars show up. You've seen comedy groupies.
Yeah.
They're like a range type of people.
Yeah.
But pro bowling groupies.
Bowling?
Yeah.
Bowling?
Yeah. They're awful looking. Oh my God. They're like average age 41. You know, mother of like two.
Yeah, but like the bowlers are gross too. No?
Yeah, sure. So that they take what they can get.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. So dude, just do something and someone will fuck you.
Yeah, do something. There's probably darts groupies.
Just be good at something and you'll impress someone for at least you'll like long enough until they realize you're worthless.
You think it's lawyer groupies? They just want to fuck
it's like
the hot
money,
lawyers?
Job security. Oh, they want
money,
a family.
Money. Yeah.
Money for a lot of people is number one, I think.
Yeah.
Do you like my new boots? Look at them. I'm like hoping for kind of snow so I could wear them. I want to wear them all the time.
Oh, those are great. Sorrel. They're advertising everywhere on the subway.
Well, because the winter is ending.
The winter's what?
No more winter anymore. All these companies are getting nervous.
What? Oh, it just hasn't started yet.
I don't know. They're waterproof, though, so I got to wear them yesterday for a little bit. I don't think I could be on stage with them and people take me seriously, though. That's what sucks.
Well, if you wear pants, maybe.
Yeah, of course I'd wear pants.
Sure. It's winter. Everybody dressed like garbage here in the winter.
I know,
there's
but
no
it's not
fashion
winter.
In
that's
the
what
winter.
I'm saying. Like,
oh, yeah.
Wait, you know.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Now I'll try to be cutesy.
But I got to wear them. Like, I wear them around. When I do errands in just my neighborhood, I wear them.
Do you get drunk and have a better ability to withstand the cold?
I don't do the cold.
What do you mean? You lived in Chicago.
Yeah, but I'm not active. I'm like in my car, to the mic or show, to my house, to a movie theater. I don't play. I don't want a snowman. I don't want to ski. Get it out. Unless there's a hot tub in the snow.
Yeah,
that's it.
But when you get drunk, you don't drink and like start walking outside.
Oh yeah, that actually. Oh my God, why was I being so argumentative for no reason just now? But dude, actually, a few years ago, was this like 5 years ago? I don't know. But in Chicago, there was a huge blizzard, right? Like 3 feet of snow.
Yeah,
huge blizzard. Best night of my life. Like my friend came over, and then a bunch of friends came over, and we just like. Our friends, the Joyces, they lived a few blocks away from me.
Those Jews?
No, Irish. Both very Irish and white.
James Joyce, yeah.
And so...
Oh, Joyce is the first name for Jews.
They had a party. We walked there in like the fucking blizzard, ate weed caramels, got bombed. They had like food, like party. I mean, my friend was just standing at this party, getting her tits touched by a person. Like, I was like falling asleep in the corner, I heard, and I would wake up and like run back and forth and just go back. Like, everyone was nuts. And then she fell down the stairs. And then all that was out were cops and tow drivers, and we were wasted, and the cops took us home, and we were just like running around town, and then we were trapped in my house for days, just like drinking, watching documentaries and movies, and like eating and smoking weed. But one riffraff from the party invited himself, and then we were stuck with him.
Yeah.
Which was a problem. Uh-huh. But that's it. But besides that, we had the best time. So is that what your question was? Yeah, but yeah, I don't know.
No, I mean, when you go outside, I was always able to like not feel the pain of cold when I was drunk.
Yeah, I guess I do that. Like, but I don't think it's a sidewalk. It's not. I don't think I have a conscious decision of like, oh,
no,
cold
of course
out.
Not conscious.
But of course, yeah, I guess you get more fucked. I want Great Lakes Christmas Ale. It's nowhere in New York. I wonder if I could order it online.
Christmas what?
Oh my God, Brent, they're going to Cleveland.
What? What are you talking about? Lisa. Jesus. What are you even
So my favorite seasonal beer is Great Lakes Christmas Ale.
Oh.
And it's super seasonal, and it's from Cleveland. And in Chicago, they have it a lot.
Yeah.
But they don't. I haven't found it in New York. I also haven't looked too hard, but I've looked
at So your roommate's going to Cleveland, so we'll bring you some
back? For Christmas,
back.
So it just hit me that I can ask him to bring me some Christmas ale. It's like, I've been there when they tap the keg, and like no one in Cleveland goes to work. Everyone's at the brewery. I like, there's Christmas ale chapsticks. Like everyone loves this Christmas ale. It's so good. It's so high percentage.
Why? What is it? Like, what does
Christmas.
It taste like?
Tastes like Christmas.
What does that mean?
I don't even know, dude, but like delicious. Just yeah. Fucking... I love it. There's one bar in Evanston. They have boots of beer, yeah. And they carry it. And I would just get a fucking
boot
of Christmas ale.
What's a boot?
It's just a boot of beer. What do you mean?
An actual boot?
No, it's like a glass beer boot.
Shaped in a boot.
Of course.
And you'd have to tilt it out?
This bar also has like helmets.
How often do you do those?
Just to get this boots. Christmas ale, dude.
You get a boot of it and sit with a giant boot on your table?
I just love it.
You won't just get another drink?
I mean, it sounds like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I like, there's something great about drinking out of a boot. Are you kidding?
What about those big things they give in Vegas, those long tubes?
I've never been to Vegas, but of course, I'm down for that.
Oh, you would really enjoy Vegas.
Would I? I feel like I would.
Of any people, you would really.
I'm really not.
I mean, they're awful people there.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know. I'll get there eventually, but I'd play poker for sure and like. Go to some shows and get drunk. But I don't like nightclubs. Like clubs I really don't like.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you wouldn't like it then.
I really don't like nightclubs.
Me neither. Well, you got to do ecstasy if you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. I'll do ecstasy. Okay, yeah. I'm back in.
Yeah. Then it becomes tolerable, those nightclubs.
But I'd rather do mushrooms and go to like Circus du Soleil or whatever, I think.
Circus du Soleil. Yeah, that's good. They're probably hearing this going, oh, those heathen Americans. Why do I even play there? Circus du Soleil.
Wait, what? Oh, so this Christmas itch. Oh, there's also, did you ever perform at the Lincoln Lodge in Chicago?
No, that's right defined. Across the street at Zany's. That's not across the street. That's across from up.
Yeah. Oh. It's different. But Lincoln Lodge, it's like a pancake restaurant, and it's like they used to have a show for so long, and they just served these giant beers, and it was so fun.
Oh.
Yeah, Moosehead, just like, let's do it.
What's your normal drinks? Cocktails, beers, switch off, wine?
I'm really just like, I like it all, and I have a lot of regs. But I think it depends what night. I love a Jack on the Rocks and a Manhattan, but I'm not doing that. I'm like, what, you know what I mean? I can't
right.
do that
depends
every time.
Depends what it calls for.
So sometimes I love a vodka soda. Vodka sodas, if I want to get drunk and stay out all night. I've been doing Jack and Diets lately, which I'm embarrassed about.
Gross.
It's so gross, yeah. But... I've been enjoying it. But like once in a while I'll want like a Stella at lunch maybe or like
yeah,
I'll
want to
be like a if I don't feel well I'll have a Corona.
Do you have stuff that you associate with one place? Like at the stand I'll get scotch more than most places.
Oh, I like the High China there.
The High China they make good High China.
So if they make I love like down the block there's a Thai place, Lychee Martini $7. Great.
Down the place from here?
Yes, it's like 2 blocks away. So if I know I'm going to have like a fucked up night, I'll go over there and have like 2 lychee martinis.
Really?
Yeah, to start off right.
Okay, explain this to me.
What?
Why are they still using martini glasses? They're just completely unfunctional.
Yeah, when you're walking around, it's stupid. But like at dinner, at like, let's say you're in a nice ass steakhouse like Joe's.
And seafood, no one's going to bump into you.
And you're just like sitting there with an icy fucking chilled martini with crab legs around you. Great.
Okay, that'd be all right.
Great. All right. All right. Come on.
I mean, not. Steak. I'm saying the glass.
Yeah, but it feels nice. But yeah. I do get my hands on the rocks. But then sometimes I'm in the mood for just like wine, sangria, margaritas. Like, but that's weird. Champagne, most like, yeah, whatever.
Mimosas are the best.
I'm gonna drink Jack on the Rocks forever for the rest of my life. I have nothing to prove to people. You know what I mean? It's just so weird. People get really judgy and weird.
What do you mean? With what you
drink? Oh, yeah, pussy drink. And it's like, get away from me, you piece. Like,
how about I'll just do what I want?
Like, leave me alone. Like, I just want scotch. It's like, yeah, you're clearly miserable every night, and I'm not. And tonight, I'm in the mood for a margarita.
It's almost like poison yourself the way you want to poison yourself, exactly. And I'll do that to me.
But I have gone through phases, like with shots. Shots have gone through phases, for sure.
Are you still doing? I cannot
I do don't
shots.
Do Fireball. I can't do shots either, but you know what's happened?
It's not college anymore.
It's just one person, and I shouldn't give in to peer pressure, but at the Village Underground, like, you know, a lot of my sets about partying and stuff, and they're like, you're a pussy, you're a liar, you don't party. So I'm like forced to take these tequila shots to prove that I'm like cool, but I just can't do it anymore.
Because they're out in New York. That's the problem. They're like, we're out in Manhattan. It's like, yeah, for anybody who's out there, it's like their biggest night of the week.
I'm talking about people that work there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I used to party all the time, but it's like, I can't, I would love to get blackout. I can't. I'm puking all day. I'm gagging. I feel shitty. I just can't do it anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
no, how often does that happen?
You want me to gag in the party? Why are you doing this to me? But I'll do like a Rumpelman shot.
Why are they doing it to you? Because they don't want you to gag. They just want you to like be the life of the party.
Yeah, but it's like, let me just chill out. But yeah, I've been doing tequila shots. It's like a new thing. But
so
I'm done with
gross.
Whiskey shots. But I gag all the time. You know what I love? Just like pussy ass shots.
Oh,
just
yeah. The white,
give
the whitish
me a
ones.
Pussy shot.
Lemon drop shot.
Lemon drop shots. Yes.
Yeah.
That is
Sex
awesome.
Sex on the Beach shots.
You know what I loved? You know when Adele.
So we're still doing. Oh, yeah, we did it. I got it down. But you don't have to cough for 5 minutes.
Do you know when Adele and Jeff Ross like roast people a lot? So they like hit microphones.
They tap
it's a really good one. And I loved it. It was like such a treat. And like I felt like doing that when you said lemon drops. I was like, yes. It's such a good shot. I get made fun of, but like it tastes good and it's vodka.
And you're participating.
Right?
Everyone's doing shots, so hear me too.
Yes.
My thing is like, guys, if I do two of these, I'm gonna be too drunk to
I'm giving you a shot. You don't be picky. Then I don't want it. It seems like I can't win with you, you psychopath.
What do you do when guys buy you drinks and you don't
no
want
them?
No
one's buying me drinks. It's like so annoying.
No one buys you drinks?
I don't think. Well, the thing is like.
Even as a comic?
No, as a comic, people will offer to buy drinks. But I don't want to talk to them. So I'd rather get my own drinks and not be forced to talk to someone I don't want to talk to.
They own you until you finish the beer.
Yeah, so that's not for me.
Yeah.
Or I'll be honest and be like, that's fine, but I'm not going to talk. I'm going to sit over there.
I won't say that. That is aggressive.
Sometimes, I mean, but people are so weird to me. I mean, people say really weird things to me sometimes. So it's just like, I don't want to. A girl came over
to me. Come have this foursome with us.
And was just being like, that was it. But this girl came over and she was just like, you remind me of three people. Two good, one bad. And like, then we were looking at someone's old photos and she goes, that's not him. Maybe 20 years ago. I go, yeah, that's exactly what it is. How fun. We get to see him 20 years ago and how hot he was. Like, what is your deal? And she's like, you think I'm a freak show. You think I'm a freak show. This happened last month. And I was like, I don't love this interaction, but I don't think you're a freak show. But like, I'm not enjoying this. So no, I don't want to do a drink with you. I don't want to do a shot. Like, get away from me. But like sometimes it's like a group of Irish people and they're like, do a shot, or like a bunch of cute, like fun people. I'm like, of course.
Right.
In Chicago, there's one couple that used to come to the Laugh Factory all the time. And I love them. I message them to this day whenever I'm in town. I love drinking with them.
Why? Why?
They're just a fun ass couple.
What makes somebody a good drunk?
It's not even a good drunk. They're like good. Like they like that I'm funny, but they're not like, so do you know this part? They don't do any of the annoying things. They're like real people and I've connected with them. They like gummy candies. They like to take the shots. They just got married. They're just like cute.
Oh, regular cool people.
Yeah. Like they...
Do you know Aziz Ansari? Oh, you're shutting me off. You're going to shut me down.
How'd you start doing that? It's like just, I would love to
interviewing
just
me.
Yeah, and it's like, and this is such a weird thing to say, and it's like so nice when people want to say something nice to you. It's like awesome when someone wants to compliment what you just did. It's like, yeah, I'm doing this, thank you, like fuck yeah. But then when it's like a little too much and it doesn't stop, and it's just like, this is uncomfortable. It's
yeah
weird.
I can't say thank
can
you
we just
10
get
straight minutes.
Yeah, just like let's move on and like we'll chit chat, what's up, and then they'll talk about their lives and be like, oh, it's so boring. I'm like, it's not boring, I'm asking about it, like it's fine. If I didn't want to talk to you, I'd leave. Like,
yeah,
tell me
you
about
would.
Your job. Like, tell me about stuff. Like, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, if you, I will find a question that I would like to know the answer of. For any job or a cool thing people do, I'll get some. You know,
I like to hear about the fights at people's jobs, like yeah. like who what who are the who hates each other. Like,
yes.
do you have to
yes.
kiss up to bosses?
Yes, I did just like a Morgan Stanley Christmas party recently, and I brought up prostitutes and cocaine, and they got silent.
Did they really?
Yeah, they didn't like it. But it's like, come on, motherfuckers! You know you're shitheads.
I almost hyperventilated at a Leidman, whatever that stuff.
Why?
Is. Because my friend, I went to meet her, and she was like, well, we can eat lunch up here in the conference room free, like sandwiches, or we can go downstairs. And it was just like, everyone's at their desk under those lights, those long lights. And they were just sitting, typing their emails. And I was just like, I gotta get out of this.
Yeah.
It was like right when I started comedy, I guess, and I was afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like an unattractive quality.
Yeah. It was just like such jobby.
Yeah, there was one dude who was like definitely trying to have sex with me, and I was into it, but like
at the
just like after a show.
Oh, okay.
And he was
yeah.
cute,
yeah.
but I had my own issue. But one of the things that it's weird, it's like when people are like, yeah, I do finance, I don't like it, I don't do, and it's like, yeah, I don't want to fuck that. Like, it doesn't matter what you do, but like being passionate about your life and doing things that make you positive and happy are like attractive. And when people hate their jobs and don't have anything else going on or have something else to talk about, it's weird. I don't like, it's just like, I don't want to be around it. But when I meet someone that's like,
when they have nothing else to talk about,
like they don't like their job, but it seems like they're not talking about any of their hobbies or interests or anything that much either. Cause it's like, okay, you hate your job, but like you're really into painting and you're paint, but then say, I don't know. Like
my cousin's husband said this about Americans always bring up their jobs mm-hmm. like way too early.
Yeah.
And people ask like, what do you do for a living? And he's like, yeah. and he goes, in France, nobody, they're like, what are you into? Are you like boating? What do you do? Your job is just like, I don't know. It's where they get money. Who gives
a
shit?
Friends with these French people and they're so cute. And Charles, like, he filmed the chase scene, but he, like, writes screenplays.
Yeah.
But when you ask him what he does, he's, like...
Independent like, contractor.
Yeah, he'll be like, I work at the factory. Or at this... where did he work? A storage house?
Why? He doesn't want to talk about it?
I love that quality because we're surrounded, and I'm including myself in it, with people that are constantly talking about everything they're working on.
Yeah.
And I just love that he has all of these scripts constantly writing, and he'll just be like, hey, I'll work at a warehouse. And, like, I like that a little bit, too.
Yeah.
But you know he's passionate. But he's French and quiet. Whatever. It's the opposite of what I'm saying. But it is. It's just like.
You ever hear Murray Bamford's joke?
No.
When people are like, what are you working on now? What are you working on? Yeah. She goes, oh, no, I finished. It's all done.
Yeah. It's just like, I want to get out of that habit too. I'm going to. I just get excited. I do want to know about. I get excited when people are doing cool stuff. I do want to know. I wonder if it's annoying.
But if someone's doing something cool, never go to like, what are you doing? Oh, cool. Or like, how much does it pay? Or like, how'd you get that? It never goes to like, well, what are you putting into, like, what are you trying to put out? Like, what are you trying to say with this web video? Or like, what are you trying to, like, you never really talk about the art of it.
I do.
That's good.
I definitely
do. As long as you do, then it's fine.
Yeah, even I had like a meeting yesterday and it's about a show. And I was like, no, I wanted to talk about the different characters and like the different, like, hero plays to a show. Like, the difference between that, like... Yeah, just how it is with riffing. I don't know. I want to know what people are up to.
Yeah.
I'm like into it. I like watching everyone's stuff.
Yeah.
Is it cool? I'd like to see it. I want to know it. I want to.
It's just that question of like, what are you doing now? And it's just like, it's just your resume. It's like, I'm on the road.
It is. I have to, maybe, but then we talk about, I kind of want to stop talking about, but then I wouldn't do anything else because that's all I do, really.
Oh, yeah.
All I do is think about doing things that
too.
I'm working on.
I try to find
on.
Other things to talk about. Like,
it's hard
about,
for
like,
me.
Do you know mojitos don't have to have mint leaves in them? Like things like that. Where I'm like, I gotta have something to say to people. I did a year when I was like, I just tried an enchilada for the first time. Just like something to say.
Yeah, I've been going to plays and concerts. I mean, I don't even know. Yeah, because all day, even when I'm watching shit, I'm always wanting to write. Like I'm really into it right now.
Yeah. Fuck.
I mean, I quit my day job in May, so this is the first time that I've not had a day job. So what is this? It's been 6-7 months.
What was your day job?
I was a backup nanny, and then I was a salon receptionist.
Would you ever drink while you were nannying?
No.
Slow no?
No, but I would go hungover.
Okay.
And I would definitely sometimes be a little stoned.
Yeah, sure. That's acceptable.
Yeah. But never drunk. I do. The thing is, I'm a great backup nanny. I'm really good at my job. So I did want to come and like make the best of it. And sometimes it sucks and the kids just crying and you're like, this is a nightmare. But sometimes it's like a great day and you have cool kids and you're just like chilling, playing Monopoly, watching Disney movies, drawing, going outside, whatever.
Whatevs.
Because you're the backup nanny, so it's not like they're expecting you to like and if you don't get along with the kid, you're just there for one day.
Right. You're the substitute anyway.
Maybe a week.
Do you ever hit a kid?
Absolutely not.
Really thought you were going to stop it. Absolutely.
No. I would never. I think it's like really I would be driven disgusting.
To it. I'd be driven to it.
Of course, you could be driven to it, but it's really just like detrimental. It's just like fucked because you're a parent.
Yeah.
And the sooner you realize your parent is flawed and have less respect for them, the weirder it is. And hitting a kid that can't like fight against you to make him feel like shit is just like the easiest way to lose respect.
I mean, just to make him stop doing something annoying. Like stop. And then it's like you leave me no choice but to do this forcibly.
I would definitely like grab a kid and shove him in a room and close a door.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I've also had like bad behavior kids, like kids that gross worse. I mean, this kid was kicked out of preschool or kindergarten. He was kicked out of kindergarten. And when I came back the second day, the cleaning lady was like, nobody ever comes back. I'm like, whatever. but like he threw huge like robot like books at me. He had a lock on the outside of, he just was nuts.
Lock on the outside of his door?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he's nuts. Ah, nuts.
Hyper,
screaming, yelling, refusing to do work.
But would he ever be normal? He'd be normal in moments, right?
I'm just like, I was good at it. I don't know what to tell you. I'd be like, all right. The thing is, what I would tell these kids, at the end of the day, I'd be like, yeah, I don't want to do this either. But your parents, we got to do it. So it's this thing of like, you know what I mean? It's this thing of like, listen, guys, I don't want to do it either. I will pick up this stuff. I'll do this if you just do that. So with him, it's like there's workbook pages and he just has to do them. So yeah, he has to do 10, let's say. But if I get him to do 5, I'm okay with that.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I boring?
Yeah, sort of. Okay. I just realized it was like, I don't want to talk about.
No, that's fine.
The nanny.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, I was just like, can you just read this one page?
Yeah.
And then you get 15 minutes to fucking do whatever you want.
To lie to them.
I wouldn't lie to them.
Oh, but you're wasting time. Why not?
Because I get because the thing is,
you have to go back.
If he does one page and then he fucks around for 15 minutes, I get to be on my phone or read a book.
What is it like when you black out? Tell me what blacking out is like.
I've been blacked out in a long time, but
what's that?
You've never blacked out?
It's a long time. No, I've never blacked out.
Do you feel like you're better than everyone who has?
No, I feel like I wish I knew what blacking out was.
Maybe you should just chug a bottle of Jack Daniels.
I'll barf and then pass out.
Okay.
I mean, I could chug a bottle of Jack Daniels, but that seems like, I mean, I'll definitely.
Like, I'm like coaching you into getting blacked out. No, I used to get blacked out all the time. And basically, you just wake up with just like, what the fuck? And then you and your friends would sit around and remind each other about weird things that happened. And then you would remember things. And then you would just act insane. You just acted nuts. I acted nuts. I got arrested all the time. Kicked out of Sox games constantly. I ran into a parade and yelled at the governor at the St. Patrick's Day parade once and had to be like run away from Secret Service people.
Wait, when did you get arrested? When did you get arrested?
I fucking ran away, dude.
What did you get arrested for?
Oh, I've been arrested a lot, but it's like for drinking, blacking out, and just being violent, nuts, passing out, taking clothes off, fucking random people. I got kicked out. I got into huge trouble in college my freshman year. I purposely set the smoke detector off. I took
what?
So there was a problem where like there was a lot of like fire drill stuff.
Yeah.
And so what happened was we had one and I was like, I'm not going back to bed. So I just started like drinking a lot of Everclear for some reason in the common area with my friends.
Yeah.
And then got fucked up, purposely set off the fire detector.
Yeah.
So another alarm happened. And then me and my friend Molly stole all these exit signs from all around. And
while everyone was gone?
Yeah. And then we like hid in her dorm room and just like laid there in the dark. And then, yeah, I got caught.
Drunk idiot. How'd you get caught?
Because I used the key card to get into the computer room where I like set off the fire detector. Yeah. I also was on an agriculture floor, so it was a bunch of like farm bitches that also snitched and were like stupid. I hated them. Country people suck. When I worked at Fat Camp, I got blacked out one night and I got told on by my co-counselor, and she was from like some rural ass town. I was like, go fuck yourself.
She told on you for getting
drunk. Yeah, and I got fired. But it was like, whatever. I was young. Then I got to take a bus. I had to lie to my parents, took a bus to New York, and then spent 2 weeks in New York just fucked around.
Off what money?
What?
Off what money?
My parents were kind of spoiled me, and that's why I'm a brat now.
Fair enough.
But I always had Broadway shows. And I also have family that lived in Brighton Beach, so I lived with them.
Would you know when you were about to black out? Or would it just like happen?
No, but it was fucked up because I feel like a lot of the time I'd be like, oh, I want to get blacked out tonight. So me and my friend Zule, like, oh, I shouldn't say it. But me and my friend Z, we would like, we would go to the Red Line Howard station, train station. We would park one of our cars and then we would have a fifth of vodka or like rum or whatever. And we'd play Circle of Death. And basically we would have a chaser in our hand and then we'd pass back and forth the flight and just chug Smirnoff, right?
Yeah.
And we would chug until we couldn't chug anymore. And then we would pour the rest of the bottle into our chasers. And then we would hop on the train and go do wherever we were going to go. So like a concert, the White Sox games, parades, festivals, ice skating, whatever. And then that's what we would do. So we would be blacked out before we even fucking hit that city. And we would just like be nuts.
Wow.
And just like,
but you wouldn't have memories of it.
I do. I mean, I obviously have some, but like a lot of it's just like a blur. You have like no, you're just honestly, I feel like being blacked out is like you're living out on every impulse that you have without knowing it.
What do you mean?
Like you're not in control. Like you're just not in control. So you don't know what's happening. Your brain shuts down. Like, I can't believe me and her ice skated, but we went and we did it for like, I don't know. Just going to bars underage. I also worked at this hair salon that was like a punk rock hair salon. But I started working there when the original owner sold it. And this 22-year-old hot girl that looked like Kim Kardashian, her like boyfriend who owned nightclubs, bought it for her.
Oh, I'm sure she ran it really well.
She was a terror. Just like, she didn't understand anything, you know, just about dealing with humans. Like at 22, we're all monsters, you know what I mean? So it's just like, she'll be like, oh, I'm having a meeting with assistants. I'm going to real rip them a new asshole. I'm like, is that what you want for your employees? You want to rip them new out? Like, and then we would do like a hair fashion show and everyone was volunteering their time and the models and everyone. She'd be like, that's not right. And like screaming at people. Like she, and I was the, I would take nap. I was, I mean, it was, but people were smoking weed, all these derby girls, there'd be parties up there, like derby girls would beat the shit out of each other, just like drag queens, but like old ass drag queens, you know, that have just been like
through it.
Everyone was cooler like than I was, like as I was 19 and it was the coolest I'd ever felt in my whole life.
What was it, a punk rock what?
It wasn't like punk rock, but like it was just like this tough hair salon where, not now where everyone's like cool and has colored hair, but this was back in the day, just fucking bitches like.
What's your theory on that? Blue.
Oh, that like, well, it's, I think there's a documentary called Merchants of Cool that's like kind of about this, but people figure out, there's people at companies that go and figure out counterculture and what's like actually cool, and then they sell it to the mainstream. And once it sells to the mainstream, it doesn't represent what it used to. So a guy was like, ooh, I'm gonna fuck this girl. Oh, like on Tinder, it was like a girl with blue hair. He's like, oh, I bet she's wild in bed. I go, no, she's not. She's a lame ass bitch who thinks she's a mermaid. That's what she is, you know?
Right.
It's like guys with tattoos or beards. Like when I would like, that would turn me on so hardcore, right?
Yeah, because they're like, oh, what's up with them? But like, now
beat
it's like,
the shit out of me. It's these pussy ass losers.
Yeah. What do you have, your graphic design firm?
Yeah.
Like,
because I want to just like get fucked so rough. And so, you know, when you'd see someone that was like tough looking, you'd be like, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
and
it then got now co-opted by the thing. Mainstream.
Yeah. So it's unfortunate. Like, cool people are always going to get ripped off for everything.
Yeah, and then they have to move on to the next thing already.
Yeah.
Because then they'd be like, oh, I don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah, even like Converse, like I wear Converse still, but like, yeah, it's like, I bet all these like cool people.
Converse has managed to stay, even when it gets co-opted over and over again, every 10 years, it gets cool again. And then, but it still stays where it is with like, you know, social
So that like breaks barriers. So that, so then Converse is cool. No matter where, no matter how you shake it.
No one can ruin it.
Baby with Converse on? I can't believe it.
Red.
You know?
Yeah.
It's very cool. But even sneakers now, it's like kind of like...
Yeah, guys with suits and sneakers.
Yeah, it's like you're taking these things to kind of portray to someone that you have a personality that you don't really have.
You're borrowing what's already out there as the cool personality.
Yeah, but your personality is still stupid and you're still wearing cargo shorts and you still don't have a better job and you're still not following your passions and you suck.
Yeah.
You're still not fucking better. You're not doing anything better.
Yeah, you just like changed... It's like switching high schools and then telling everybody you're a different person.
Because I bet all the hipsters today,
yeah,
they were wearing Abercrombie and Fitch in high school. That's what I feel. Because I had a friend.
The ones that are now, what would be called hipsters?
Like young, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I bet they just follow whatever.
Yeah, Gap.
They don't know what they're fucking doing. Because I had a friend in high school, and she was like, always wore thrift store stuff. Like when we were young kids, like, oh, like she's an art teacher now, but like always dressed so cool and different. And like, I mean, she liked ska, but we were like kids. Yeah, so to cool. me, that was cool.
Yeah, she's finding so out.
We'd go to like real big Fish concerts and stuff. But like, she'd always wear like fun skirt. And then when she went to college, she met all these other people. And then that, and they were actually cool. And then their look got fucking destroyed.
Why?
Because now that's what people did. Everyone right. was wearing like, I look like I work
Juno.
In an office. Yeah, Juno. Yeah. Stuff like that. But like, they were always weird. They lived in like the arty dorm and like I'd visit them and it was just like so cool. I loved them. And they were just like really smart and
yeah,
their style got ripped off.
That does suck. That
but I'm sure
lot.
People that are even older than me are like annoyed that like they thought that they were cool. So it's kind of, it's constantly like that too.
This, I heard somebody talking about grunge music and how it started off really cool with like Mudhoney, and then you have some imitators and they were still okay, and that was like Pearl Jam, Nirvana, they all like learned from Mudhoney, and that was still okay because they were learning from the original source. And then you had bands that were learning from the second source, and those were like Seven Mary Three and just like awful bands, you know, like there's something wrong with them. There's some hits, but yeah,
I mean,
bad.
It's the same with everything with like television. I think at times where it's like once something is cool, it's like, okay, we need the next Broad City. Where's the Broad City?
Yeah,
pitch
yeah.
us Broad City.
They
and
did
it's
Modern
like,
Family
no.
or they did The Office. Let's talk to the camera. Then yeah. everyone's like, well, we're just going to do that all the time now.
Yeah, but the thing that's funny is Parks and Rec and Modern Family are both good. Or yeah, you know, they're both really good. I like it. So, yeah. But yeah, it's this thing of like.
and they're napping.
It's just one person, but he knew. There was like a warning and stuff, but
what a warning? Oh.
Not a warning, but I let him know. Oh yeah, so it's like someone does something, or it's like you have to do it this way. This is the way this person did it, and I'm like, yeah, because they were different. Stop telling me to do that.
Yeah.
Or even with comedy, sometimes they're like, well, he did it like this, and it's like, yeah, because he's an original, and you need to stop doing what people tell you to do.
Yeah.
You got to do that because that's, and it's like,
so the Fountainhead's all about just taking what people say you're supposed to think about something and saying that has to be your experience. You're like, why? I'm not getting the same thing out of this art or as someone else is. Why should I read the review and say I'm wrong if I don't agree with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just figure it out on your own. Yeah, I do that when I shoot stuff, stand up, and people go like, hey, you can't do that. I'm like, why? It's like, tell me why. Audience shots. They're always like, we need audience shots. Like, why? Like, to cut around. I'm like, is that a laziness issue or is it, what do you mean?
Yeah, working with others is hard until you get a perfect sitch.
Until you get somebody who thinks what you want.
But like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Everything's a goddamn mess, but.
Yeah.
It's just like non-creative people in charge being like, we need this, we need this. And it's like, but then when something is actually original, they don't have balls enough to go for it.
Right, because
and then when someone else does take a shot, then they just copy that thing.
Yeah.
And it happens time and time again.
Sopranos came out. They started looking for tons of like mob shows. You know, there's fantasy now. The zombies was big. Let's get bunches of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just the pretenders. It's weird. In all sort of entertainment and in all sorts of things in general. Yeah.
My favorite kind of little tidbit is that Breaking Bad was turned down by 3 networks.
Yeah.
Before AMC picked it up, and it's just like, what fucking losers. You're losers. What idiots. I hope you regret
that. Great show
that
everyone loves critically and like by the people. Fucking cool the whole way through.
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, we're not seeing it. It's like, that's because you're dumb.
One of my main reasons for wanting to get married is like to rewatch Breaking Bad with my husband.
Somebody for the first time again.
Yeah. But
I bet I've smoked enough pot where a lot of it would seem new to me.
I watched 4 seasons in a week to catch the like fifth season
just
or fourth
watch
season,
with everybody,
like,
me, whatever
the,
talking
the
about
ending
it.
Yeah, the finale. And so I really would like to do it again.
That's the only reason to like really do a binge, is to catch up to where you can watch it with everybody. But because as soon as like when Lost is out on Thursday, it's like Friday you had to have watched it or you have to leave. It's on. No one can be like, I haven't watched it yet. It's like, fuck you, man. Most of us have.
Yeah, it's like a weird time now. With Scream Queens, I was really scared that I thought someone was going to ruin the finale for me. But all of
really
the sites,
that, so
well, fine. All the sites I read had interviews with everyone, and the cast, all their tweets didn't reveal anything, and I was really happy.
That's
it was
good.
Like a it was beautiful the way that was handled, and I got to watch it the next day.
Yeah. So. I always want to tweet, like, when I'm on a show catching up. Uh-huh. Like, I can't believe, you know, Floyd dies. But then you can only tweet to the people who are exactly as far in the show as you. No, I'm making up. There's no Floyd.
Okay.
I'm just like, they're like, oh, you're on season 3, episode 5 also? Like, yeah, it's crazy. Otherwise, people are like, oh, you can't wait. See what happens to his son.
Yeah, with the movies, I don't care what. Like, Fight Club was, Rosie O'Donnell, actually, I'll always remember this, ruined Fight Club. She mentioned the ending on her show.
She's the same.
Huh?
She's the same person. What'd she say? Everything blows up?
She said, well, with Sixth Sense, it was different because here in Fight Club, he gave him a business card. He goes, if you give him a business card, you have to be real. And that's what she said. And I remember watching Rosie O'Donnell say that. And so I went into that
movie. That's a good
point. Yeah, but
it was like he actually looked at a thing in his hand.
Yeah, but like, go fuck yourself.
Right. Also, I think they covered that. Wasn't it what's like, oh, he just met some guy. And then he put on, like, that was the real Tyler Durden. And then he just, from there on, he just made him up. He got some guy that was a salesman of whatever.
Oh.
And then boom, boom. And they go, that's my, oh, I saw you again. But he never saw him again. It's like, nice, you know, I think it was something like that. You ever hear Norm's theory on Breaking Bad?
No, what?
That once he goes to the cabin and he comes back. And then, you know how he calls the cops or whatever, and they all go inside. Then he goes into his car and, like, waits there.
Yeah.
He goes, he is going into a coma right there. And everything that happens after that, going to find the wife again, all that is just a hallucination. Like, he's done. He got caught. The cops are all around him. He's the most hunted man in the world. And he called, and they know what bar he's calling from. Like, they got him. But he's in a hallucination now because his sickness is so bad.
I don't like that theory. I'd rather believe what it was.
Yeah.
Because just for Jesse's sake.
For Jesse's, yeah. Oh, because otherwise he'd still be in the fucking pit.
Oh, yeah. It's all about Jesse. And,
God, when they got his girl. It's like, oh, no. I told you not to break out. That guy was such a doofus, evil guy.
Which one?
The blonde.
Yeah.
He was like such a like dumbass. And you're like, what? He's pure evil. Anyway. Wait, let me ask you a question.
I'm like about to cry thinking about Jesse's.
It's okay. He's free now.
Yeah. It was like the only time in the whole show that he was driving was in that scene.
Really?
So it's like the first time he was
really?
Free. Yeah, the whole show, he's always in the passenger.
Oh.
So after you watch the shows, you don't go on the internet?
I didn't know it was on that kind of level, no.
So I go and I read all the recaps. And then I read the interviews and I read everything and
what?
I watch
really?
The interviews.
Yeah, wow.
And I love late night interview, like, or Paley Center events. I watch all the Paley Center interviews that I can of casts and producers and directors of shows, of like shows that I really like.
Yeah, I've seen one or two of those, like, later, like, let me hear how it all came together.
Mm-hmm.
Not every episode, though.
With Homeland, I've fallen off Homeland, so it sucks, but when Homeland first came out, like, I was just reading.
After every episode?
Everything. Yeah, because it was also really hard.
But then they start going, this might be foreshadowing to what's going to come later with
his own
father.
Yeah, just theories, but I would read different websites, and then I'd read the comments, and then all the comments had different theories, and you just kind of, like, see what everyone thinks is going to happen.
Oh.
So it's, like, cool.
Yeah, they deal with Game of Thrones a lot.
Yeah.
But then it's like, but you guys, if you've read the books, don't be part of this.
I also just don't care about Game of Thrones, which,
oh,
I know,
lame.
Is like unpopular, but like.
No, yeah.
I just don't.
Hey, I go to the bathroom, but.
I do too, but I didn't want to stop, so I was like holding it in, feeling like I don't want to end.
Oh, yeah.
So then do we say bye or you just pause
it? I'm just going to pause it.
So we can have a pee break.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, we're back.
Oh, yeah. We're back.
Are you not wearing underwear?
I'm wearing underwear.
Oh.
Oh, California. It's probably Sam Safer. I'm busy. I'm wearing underwear.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah. I went through a phase like 2 weeks ago where I just didn't wear underwear.
It can't be a phase 2 weeks ago.
But I just for like, I just like did not wear underwear for like 5 days. And I don't know if I loved it.
I feel like it would air it out better.
Kind of. But like, I like wearing the same clothes multiple days. And I feel like you can't just like.
Oh, you can't do that with
wear leggings and underwear. And then I'm like, oh, I have to wash this? No, Gritty. No. I'd rather wear underwear and wear it like 5 more times.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't enjoy it. But I liked feeling free.
I walked back from the baths with no underwear today.
Okay.
I wore a bathing suit there. And then I'm like, I can't. This is wet.
Yeah.
That felt pretty nice.
Yeah.
But I had to get the pants off right away or I felt like it would. That's it. Last wear. I wore them halfway back from to Australia. I shit my pants on the plane to Australia.
Why? What's wrong with you?
I served quinoa on the plane, and I didn't know how to deal with it, I think. Anyway.
How much shit?
Not a lot. Just a squeaker.
So gross.
I just had to toss the underwear.
Yeah.
But then the rest of the way was just like balls out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah, that's probably gross. Gross feeling. I would hate to have to wear Depends, you know what I mean?
I'm definitely going to.
Yeah.
I thought about it recently. For sure. Depends have gotten better. Yeah.
Well, now with Lisa Rinna doing the commercials.
Lisa Rinna does them? The girl from
You're going to think of the wrong person. No, not that's Leah Remini.
Oh. Lisa Rinna. Wait, from Melrose Place?
No, yeah, she has like big ass lips. I don't know where she's from. I think Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
Days of Our Lives, for sure.
So
I'm really sure. I hope the second half's good. The first half I thought was good. Now I'm getting all What do you want
to
say?
Like, we just have to pee? No, this edible hasn't even kicked in yet or anything. Wait. Okay. How often have you woken up next to some guy that you don't remember at all? Okay, it doesn't matter how many times. What's the feeling like waking up next to somebody?
I feel like I know. I don't know. I really don't know. I think I feel okay.
Is it like, oh, fuck? Or is it
hasn't happened in so long.
Look what happened.
Mm-hmm. That just hasn't happened in so long.
How long? What does that mean?
I'm usually aware. Like, I usually, in my mind, like, know who I'd like to have sex with before I leave the house.
Oh, really?
If I'm going to have sex. And if I'm having a sex friend, I don't want to be... This is the thing. Like, I don't want to be blacked out fucking anymore. So I don't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you did,
so,
right?
Yeah, like in college. Like, what's that, but like? I just don't remember. Because I did it so often all the time. Like in college, it was just like weird.
Yeah.
I was just like in a bad... I had so much bad sex. It sucks. Oh, yeah. Just so much terrible, terrible sex.
Because college people...
But you don't know like... What I didn't, I mean, some people I'm sure are like sexually forward, more forward and knew what was up, but I just didn't.
Just one shitty situation after another?
Yeah. Like for years. Where yeah. Finally now it's just like, I just have to wait until it's like, yes, cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to have sex, like bad sex anymore. So I have to stop fucking random people.
I was just trying to Mark Norman about it. I was like, you know, we can say no. If a girl that's over a 6 wants to do it with us, we can always just be like, oh, nah, I'm kind of tired today. Or, nah, I'm with my friends.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I don't know if I can say that yet.
Yeah, I really, there is like a certain point, like at fests, I see that a lot. But like when you're hanging out with a bunch of dudes, like at a comedy festival with all these comics, there is a certain point in the night where everyone gets into pussy mode. And they just, like, need to get fucked. And then I'm just like, all right, I gotta go. Like,
Oh, they try to fuck you?
No. Like, they're just trying to fuck people.
Right.
But it's like, that's not fun for me to hang out with.
Yeah.
Like, one night at South
Me neither. When all your guy friends are doing the same thing, it's like, are you talking to me or not?
Yeah.
Come on, I never see you.
Yes. Or, like, I have one friend in Chicago. He's always like, can't wait till you're back in town. So excited. Let's hang out. And then we all hang out. And he's just, like, making out with his girlfriend at the bar. And I'm like, don't say you miss me if we're not gonna hang out. Like, if you're just going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah.
So it's just like a weird situation to be in. I usually leave. When I know that everyone's like just trying to get fucked by someone, I usually am like.
Can you? Oh, yeah. What is that about booze that makes you just like, I want to fuck?
Because you're horny all the time. It just like lowers your inhibition. So it's like, and judgment. So situations you'd be like, ugh, you know.
I remember hooking up with somebody. I remember bringing up my friends. My friends went to Israel for 2 years. So I was 2 years behind my high school friends.
Okay.
So my junior year of college, they were already living in Georgetown.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd go hang out with them sometimes at bars, and none of that matters. But there was this girl, this Indian girl, who was pretty ugly. I remember mentioning to my friend, like, that girl's like interestingly gross. Like, it's like unique how gross she is. And then anyway, later in the night, I was like, yeah, she doesn't actually look that bad. She's kind of cute, and I think I might make out with her. And my friend was like, you said earlier tonight that she was gross. And I just held whatever glass I had up to my eyes. I'm like, well, she looks good now.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, you know, you just asked about the blacked out thing, and yeah. I just remembered something that happened 2 years ago.
Okay.
So it's at Kingston Mines, like my favorite fucking blues bar. It's in Chicago. It's like awesome. It's so fun. And I remember being there. It was my friend Drake's birthday. And then I remember being in a room with like a dick and calling my friend Alex, being like, I don't know. There's just a dick here and I don't know what's happening and you have to come get me. And they're like, where are you? And I was like, I don't know. And the guy had to like tell them where I was, and then they came in and like helped me gather my things, and then we left, and they're like, who was that? What'd you do? And I was like, I don't know.
I don't know who it was.
No, and I still don't know. And they don't know. Like, I just like, I have no clue. So were that's they
looking
like
at him weird, or was he like,
hey, I have no idea. Then we just like went to 7-Eleven, got snacks, and went back to their house. They have a cute cat, and we just like hung out and talked. But like, I had no. And then the next day, I think I got my period on her couch.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, well, at least one thing's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
That's just one worry I don't have to have. Can you get pregnant if you have sex right before your period? Can it last through till after your period?
I don't know what the rules in there are.
That seems
I don't
wrong.
Know any of the rules. No, I do. I just like always am sick because I feel like there's always. I mean, I've heard of a story of someone, and not far distant, where it's like a person of a person. They were on birth control and a condom, and they still fucking got pregnant.
Yeah, my friend said that.
So it's just like maybe someone's poking holes. I don't know.
That seems like a lie. When you hear those, it just doesn't seem.
Oh, you know? Do you know the website
poking holes?
Pornhub. No, Post Secret.
No.
So it's like this thing. So every Sunday, so it's, it started out as like a suicide prevention thing. And they have a bunch of hardcover books, like you can buy at Urban Outfitters and shit. But yeah. People secret. Just send in their secrets on postcards. And this dude gets them
actual postcards?
Yeah, but
he left them out, right? He left them out? He's like, send me your secrets?
Sends them to his house. Yeah, he gets the secrets. And then every Sunday on the website, they update it and it's a new secrets.
Wow.
And one recently that was like pretty nutty was... I kept having abortions and not telling him while the whole time he was poking holes and didn't tell me.
Oh.
And so that was one of the recent secrets that really stuck with me.
That's a...
Yeah, one of the other ones that has actually stuck in my mind.
Let's go pregnant. She's like, these condoms won't work.
Yeah. For you, this one, like, I saw years ago, but it's still, like, haunts me, but it's like... something about I'm my father's secret, and it was a cover, like a picture of a priest, like a collar and stuff. So it's like, that always stuck with me.
I'm my father's secret?
Yeah, so he's a priest, and that's her father. And like, as a priest, you can't be fucking. So it's like, he has this kid, he can't. So, well, yeah, because he's psychotic, but yeah.
That's a cool site. What's it called?
Postsecret.com.
I'm going to find it.
So yeah, so then they have new secrets, and then they have classic secrets. And so like, and then they have all these books. So if you want to go to Barnes & Noble, there's just like all of these fucking secrets. And those were like intense, but like some are silly, some are funny, some are very sweet. Some are sad, and then some are horrific, and some are like, ooh, fuck. Yeah. But I know I'm having like a really great week or a great time when I don't check it until like Wednesday. I'm like, oh, I haven't checked Post Secret. I've been busy.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like a weird night when at 3 a.m. on like Saturday to Sunday, I'm like on Post Secret.
Have you ever seen accidentalchinesehipster.com?
No.
Oh my God. It's so good.
I was just like, Chinese people are so clueless, but
yeah, but their clothes could be exactly like a hipster's. If you just thought about it, like white guy with a beard, you'd be like, yes, you've nailed that outfit. Like Superman pants with like top hat.
Yeah, so silly.
Weird stripes and stuff. They just get it at thrift stores. Like, they just need the clothing, but like...
White dudes that are obsessed with Asian things are weird.
The Hello Kitty things? White dudes.
Or a girl. Anyone that's like... My friend went to Japan, and he said just like there were places where like the white people hung out. They're all like psychos. Like weirdos. Like, they want to be Japanese so bad, but everyone in Japan is like, ew.
Get away. Really?
Not ew, but like, they don't care.
Gaijin.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's something I feel like I've heard that. they call white people gaijin. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's from like House of the Rising Sun.
I just have no interest of going anywhere that doesn't speak English.
Oh, I loved it. China was so fun.
I just don't think that's the kind of adventure for me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. They have all sorts of booze in China. I've never even heard of. Do you ever try to get like exotic boozes like sake and stuff?
I don't like
Ouzo?
Ouzo, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll do some weird shit. In Israel, I did weird shit.
What'd you get in Israel?
It tastes like licorice.
What?
Like really strong tasting licorice. I was an animal Jaeger? On that birthright trip. Oh. Just a pure animal.
You got laid on birthright?
I fucked a lot, and I remember sucking someone's dick, and then like late in the evening in some shower, and then like climbing Masada at 4 a.m, and just like it was one of the worst. I kind of want to do it on stage. Yeah, it was like a. it was like being so hungover, dick taste in your mouth, and just like. Oh, so hot, you know, it's like summer, 100 something degrees. It was just like terrible. I did not enjoy Masada. Everyone was, I hope everyone felt bad for me. And then I fucked someone in another bathroom. And
in
then,
Masada?
No, not
the bathroom Masada.
No.
The Jews made their last stand here.
And then I hooked up with some soldier on the beach, but he was kind
all
of
birthright.
Clueless. Yeah, but I extended my trip too. I stayed for 2 more weeks.
Oh. Birthright is a fuckathon.
Yeah.
It's like 11 out of 12 groups are everyone's fucking. And then 1 out of 12, like no one does.
Because they're the religious ones?
Or something. It's just a bad vibe. Somebody slut shames first day. And then it's like, all right, we're all out.
Well, this guy that I fucked, his ex-girlfriend was on our trip too. So that
on your trip?
Yeah.
Oh, his ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend was on the trip. Perfect. So it was like weird. But we broke the toilet seat, which was like
fucking on the toilet?
But yeah, because we had like roommates in the hotel. So like my friend was sleeping in the hotel.
So you had to fuck in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But condom then we like
got
condom.
On the counter. No condom.
No condom. What it's dirt. Israel, it's more spiritual.
They like took us on party boats and cruises and like just there'd be like 30 minutes of shop time and everyone would just come back clinking alcohol bottles.
That's all they want to buy.
That's it.
We got barf drunk in Israel like all the time.
The kibbutz thing was the best because then everyone's just chilling and the soldiers. And then I stayed extra and like stayed with a bunch of the soldiers that I met. Yeah.
What? And just boned them all?
No. They were gals too. Like I've stayed with the gals and their families. And, like,
you're so family. Social.
Not always. I actually felt like a loser because I went with my friend that's now the religious Jew, and like there was a cool group on the birthright trip, and I was not a part of it, and it would annoy me at the time. I remember.
Yeah, but you're still social.
Yeah, I am.
You
I
might
am
not be
social.
Cool, but social.
Yeah, I'm like social, but not that cool.
Yeah,
I think I've gotten a cooler though since birthright times. It's hard to be like cool when you're wearing like weird American Eagle shorts and really just figuring yourself out.
My friend got threatened because he hooked up with some girl and the girl's boyfriend's like, that's my girlfriend. It was after he got back. He goes, oh yeah, well, we don't talk anymore. I mean, we live in totally different parts of the country.
Yeah.
And he just kept texting him. And he's like, yeah, man, I don't care anymore. What are you going to tell you?
Yeah. It's weird. I mean, it's so weird. I'm just all.
Had you gotten drunk before birthright? Oh yeah, birthright wasn't 18 for you.
Yeah, I did it after my first year in college. Maybe after senior year. I think I did after first year in college.
When did you start drinking?
I mean, like high school, but
parties?
Like randomly. It wasn't so. I remember in junior high inviting people over and like we like smoked cigarettes and like opened my sister's condoms and like took a shot of vodka and stuff. You know, like weird things. Like,
what do you mean, open your sister's condoms?
Just like to look at stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was like this fun night. So I had like three friends over.
How old was that?
Like sixth grade.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
And then.
It's like 11.
I don't know. But I was like, wasn't that like, I didn't hook up at all in junior high. So like, but I knew of people that were getting their dick sucked and like.
What? Junior high?
Yeah. Like that's someone like, got bubblegum stuck in their pubes.
That's like eighth grade, ninth grade?
Yeah. Rory Scovel actually has a funny joke about this. He's like, remember the kids that were just socially crushing it? They were all high. Uh-huh. And that's the thing. Like one boy, he got like in trouble with weed at school in eighth grade. But he was like the cool kid. There were people definitely like fingering and like blowjobs in my junior high. It was the cool sexually adventurous kids. But a lot of them are doing pretty miserable. But some still killing it. Still
really?
Yeah.
Still going for it hard?
Some really didn't. Some really killing it. But why did we? Oh, so, but drinking. I remember one night in high school, just like we were at the back of an elementary school with a bottle of vodka. And what happened when I was younger was like, you're Russian, you got to drink, show us how Russian you are. And for some reason, like,
you would.
I had in my head that I was like, I had to show everyone how much I could drink. And then I was just like blacked out, taking my jeans off. And they were like, stop it. And I had hooked up with a dude that was with us. And I just kept screaming mean things. Like, I was just like, weird. He was like my first blowjob. And I was like, your dick sucked. Like, just screaming all these awful things and being blacked out and weird. But there was like a cool mom there. And that's weird. Like, she like smoked weed with us.
What?
Yeah. Who? Weird. Just like some kid's mom was like home while we were being fucktards.
One of the kids you were getting fucked up with?
Yeah.
Oh, she wouldn't get behind like the fucking school with you.
No.
I was like, that's like, what do you mean? You called her? Like, hey, we're going to be here about 2:30. Bring a bottle.
But I was like a swimmer. That's the thing. Like, I also did theater. Like, I did kind of want to do things, too. I wasn't like a total rebel or anything. Like, I had Saturday detentions and late, but I was like at swim practice in the morning.
Yeah.
And
you got your shit done.
I did, yeah.
That's what Nicole Byer says. As long as you can get your shit done, you're fine.
Yeah, and then... But then senior, I stopped swimming, and that's when I just became like really nutty. We would like we would all go to the parking lot. So the mall was across the street from our high school. So we would go into the parking lot, and everyone would have $5, and we'd buy a gram of weed. Yeah. And then we would go to someone's house, and we would roll blunts and smoke all the weed. And that's what I did for like a lot of months. But yeah. then I got a part in the play, and then I'd be in the play.
So you get your shit done.
I guess I did. Yeah, I should tell my parents that.
Just so you know, I had extracurriculars.
Yeah.
And I got into a school. What were your grades like in high school?
Not good. I really
I had a 2.17.
This is the thing. Like, I wanted to be... Like, I took AP English in junior year, and then I got a C and a D. And it's like, why didn't I just take regular English and, like, get an A?
Plus, yeah.
But, like, I wanted to be kind of smart. Like, I really wanted to I wanted that. But... It wasn't for me, and I was the dumbest one in the class, and everyone in that class has gone on to like Yale, Stanford, like working at Microsoft in Norway, like smart ass people. And I was just like in the back. Like, I would be once, instead of reading the pages of the Norton Anthology that was assigned, I like took the years, like 18 something, and I read those pages and had nothing to do with anything, and I would show up and I have no idea what was going on. I was like, what an idiot. Wow. Like, I read As I Lay Dying over and over, and I just could not put it in my head. Like, Faulkner.
Why?
Because that was assigned, and like that was the assignment, and we were gonna have a written essay in class the next day, and I kept reading it, being like, I don't get it. I'm an idiot. I'm a fucking idiot. Why am I here? But like, I wanted to be smart.
Why wouldn't they move you out of there? How did they let somebody get a D in AP? It's like that's an assignment problem. Like, clearly they should.
Yeah, I didn't even
class.
Go to the AP test. I didn't even go. But honors history, like, I did pretty good. I got like a B.
I probably do the concept of honors.
Like, math and algebra, I always got C's and D's. Chemistry, I threatened to kill my chemistry teacher. We had a lot of problems.
Really?
We had a lot of... Mr. Chung and I had a lot of fucking problems. And I hope I meet him one day again. But I can't believe I didn't get... I had to go, like, see a counselor and stuff because we would fight. I hated him. And I hated chemistry.
What do you mean? Why?
He had it out for me, too. I thought he was a sexist. And I didn't like that. And I just fucking hated him. He was the football coach. Yeah. He was a jacked up Asian meathead. And he was a dick. No, there was some teacher, like my fifth grade teacher, didn't deserve it. Like, I ruined Mr. Michael's life, and he didn't deserve that. You know, like, yeah. I would interrupt him. I would disrespect him. I would just not do the homework. I did what I called him gay. Like, I was a monster. I just don't think, yeah. So then he didn't deserve it. But this guy is just like, he was gross. Because I didn't understand chemistry. I didn't get it. And I would ask for extra help. He's like, you have to do it after school. And I'd be like, I have swim practice. He wanted to do it in the mornings, and I said, I have swim practice I have to go to. Can we do it this time? He's like, well, I have football, so you have to do it this time. I go, no, you can't value football over my swimming. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you. Don't tell me I have to miss swim practice, but you can't miss football. Because you know what I mean? You're already showing chemistry is not as important. And then he would do bell curves about women and men's strength. I'm like, why are you even talking about this? Like, you don't respect women. Why are you wasting chemistry time proving that women aren't as physically strong as men? That's so stupid. I'm like, it's stupid. And I'd always have to leave. But then we would fight in the hallway. There was one day where, like, I took Hebrew, and like the whole class was going to an event or an assembly or God, who cares, right? I can't even remember this, but like walking there, and he was in the hallway doing hallway duty.
Yeah.
The rest of the class is all there. He goes, Lisa, where's your hallway pass? I go, are you a fucking idiot? I'm with a whole classroom. You're going to ask me for a pass?
You said it like that.
Oh, yeah. I hated him.
Yeah.
I just like, I really stood for like.
Are you a fucking idiot? So disrespectful.
So I hated
him. That guy went to college.
But he, I didn't pass that class, but he passed me because he did not want to see me again.
Oh.
So I got like a 60%. But then like in other classes, like I took theater all the time. Like I would get A's and B's and like whatever.
Yeah.
But I fell asleep during my algebra final for sure one year. For sure. Inconsistent. Just like really inconsistent.
That's a bad sign. Fall asleep in a final. Just bored. Like,
But they put me in retard math my sophomore year.
Yeah.
But it was geometry, so I was getting 100%. So they moved me to the regular because geometry I got, it made sense. There's like lines and pictures. And then I went back to algebra just failing up a storm.
Oh, yeah. Geometry did make sense. I placed out of math for college based on my 700 or something in SATs. But like I didn't know I placed out. So then I took a placement test. And they're like, you're in remedial. You take up to its whole semester for no credits just to get on the level of the lowest level.
Of math?
Yeah. And then I found out I placed out. And I was like, oh, fuck this.
You did place out?
Yeah.
Oh,
from
cool.
SATs.
Oh, my. Whoa.
Yeah, but I was like, only because it's all geometry.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it gets into real math. And you're like, I can't apply any of this to anything.
Geometry, totally.
Those Goombies Hermanos is kicking in. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe it's about Hangover?
Not about high school. Oh, yeah. But freshman year of college, I fucking went hard.
With booze?
Oh, yeah. Just real hard. Yeah.
On what?
Just buying like gallon, like Hawkeye gallon vodka bottles and yeah. just chugging it with my 3-4 girlfriends.
Oh. I love college drinking because it doesn't matter what you're drinking. There's no like, ugh, not Miller Lite.
The gag.
You just like whatever's here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like back then I could drink whatever and just like chug it down. Now I just gag. Like I get disgusted, you know?
Peppermint schnapps and Sprite. I would have that a lot because it wouldn't fuck with your breath.
Oh, I also almost got kicked. When the Sox won the World Series, I went nuts.
Yeah.
And I almost got, oh my God, the TA like put me in his room, like of a different dorm. I was just like causing fiascos. I fucked in the common area that night.
What? But, oh, in college? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But.
Oh, somebody must have done that at my college.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought about that. Yeah, of course. Late at night, someone did that.
Yeah. But then the next, he was so, and then the next day I went to like, he worked at the meal place and I went to get
food. If you're fucking the common area, that's for sure no condom.
Yeah, probably. But then he didn't talk to me ever again.
Really?
Yeah, and I would see him and I'd be like, I can't believe this. I can't believe you wouldn't even say hello. What a weird thing to do.
New to sex.
But there's nothing else to do. But he was like, yeah, he's hot.
You couldn't just be cool?
No. Oh, there was one? Okay, yeah. So, it was a different dorm and he like opened the door and like yelled at me and was like, you can't get away, blah, blah, blah. And then he closed the door. He's like, I don't give a shit. You're okay. But I had to like make sure everyone knew that you got in trouble.
Oh.
So that was like a cool moment.
That guy?
No. Just like the TA of that floor. When the Sox won the World Series, I was like wearing a tiara, holding a Sox flag, just like running around town, just getting fucked up. I had like acrylic nails that said White Sox. Like it was just like weird. And
I remember seeing a billboard. I was in Chicago for something, Riddles or something. But then saw a billboard said, sorry, White Sox fan, we haven't won since earlier this year. Something like that.
Yeah, I got real cocky. I mean, Sox games are so fun. I've been kicked out a few of those too.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you get kicked out of Sox games?
Be underage and belligerent, take off your clothes, yell, fall down. Then another time, my friends thought someone said something anti-Jewish, so she spilled a beer on them. But one year, there was like, they do a St. Patty's Day, but like in October or something. Not October. In the summer.
Yeah.
But we had like a green Cat in the Hat Sox hat. And we put a bottle of booze in it and like walked on in with the bottle of booze and the Cat in the Hat Sox hat. And we would have little pouches. We would have binoculars that were flasks. And
binoculars are hidden flasks?
Yeah.
I remember seeing those.
Yeah. We were just like, I mean, I this is like so embarrassing, but also like at the time we just like, we were just so young and dumb. But like,
Sneak in like a bottle of Jack. You're just gonna eat a bunch of Cokes and be fine.
Yeah, but
and I'd go to your friend and be like, "Hey, come on, give it to me."
Sabrina has these like fake tampons.
Really?
Like tampon wrappers, but they're test tubes, and you put the test tubes of vodka or whatever in a tampon wrapper, and they feel like tampons.
I just discovered that's pretty good.
It's so good. At first, when she said the tampon.
How does it work? How does it work?
So when she was like, we were going to the US Open, she was like, I'm going to get vodka tampons. I was like, what a dyke, you know, like, I was like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I thought she was like dipping, like we were going to
and
just
the stigma
suck on,
up her?
No, but like suck on these like weird tampons. Like, I don't know what I thought, but they're just like wrappers that look like tampon wrappers, but inside is a test tube and you put the booze in the test tube.
Oh.
And you get a soda and you just like test tube it. And then like, even if the security grab it, they feel like tampons.
Right. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. But,
airplane bottles. That's what I just discovered.
Oh,
they go great.
Great.
You get like four or five shots of stuff and you're just like, oh, casually.
Yeah.
Throw this shit out or dip into a porta potty, guzzle
you
one and go back out.
You can actually fly with them in a Ziploc bag with like your shampoo and conditioner as long as 3 ounces. And you just can't go on the plane with it opened. But when you're on the plane, I think you can open and sneak it in.
Right. You can't go on with it open. You have to get to your seat with it closed.
Yeah, but like if you're already being a jackhole, but like, I don't know. I actually don't know why I'm making
stuff up. Do you get drunk on planes a lot?
Not a lot.
I've done
it
a couple
happens.
Times. It's pretty fun.
I got upgraded to first class once because I was so nice, which has never been a word that people have described me as, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was, but I was like delayed. I was in the airport all day delaying. So I was getting drinks. And then I got first class seat and I was just like, ah. So I just like drank whiskey on the rocks until I just fell over.
Oh yeah, free drinks on first class.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. I got drunk with Nick Youssef once on a plane. That was fun as shit.
Yeah. Oh, like my friend Alex went to LA once. Oh, yeah? My God. What? This is a really fun story. I was going to LA and my friend Alex is like really, really, really hot. You know, like she's just like stereotypical hottie gal. Oh, what time is it? I have to fucking host a show soon. Okay, we're still good. What's it called? Oh, so we were on a Southwest flight and she had all these free drink coupons we were drinking.
Yeah.
But like she went to the bathroom and I don't know what happened. I was going to do Chelsea lately. Okay, cool. So then I don't know how it started, but then this musician was like, wait, what's up? And then I saw he had a cello. He was like this hot ass black dude with cello. He plays for Jay-Z and like all these cool people. And he was just like so into me. And I looked haggard as fuck. It was like an early, like I don't look good on planes ever, you know? Probably how I look right now. And he was just all up into me. We met, and then my friend was like, I go to the bathroom for 2 minutes, and you're like talking to everyone with this like guy. We met up in Beverly Hills that night. We went to the Saddle Ranch, and we fucking got bombed.
Lit up.
And then we went back to his place and just hooked up. And it was like awesome.
Wow. That's a good story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like to see that story in like a children's book with illustrations of it. You know?
Oh my God, let's
drunk
do
leads
it.
Drunk leads on like, there's a picture of you on the bull.
Oh my God, I kind of want to
like
do that.
Like one tit hanging out. Yeah, make an adult children book.
Can I make a coloring book that's all my blackout drunk moments?
Yeah.
I could steal your idea.
Yeah, you should do that. Yeah.
I kind of want to put that on my goals for the new year.
No, do that.
Mateo can draw it.
Can he?
Of course he can. Are you mad that I'm stealing your idea?
No.
Okay, it's cool.
I would never do anything with
it. Yeah, me and Mateo are going to make a fucking book.
Yeah, so what are you going to do, a coloring book?
It'll be a coloring book of me at every moment I've been drunk.
Okay, but I would also like you to
have the
pages and a story of a blackout situation. Maybe
just,
even that story.
I just like
told.
The scenes of the blackouts, and we're like a four-piece or whatever.
Yeah,
like
right.
But I like, because that's not like a full-ass story.
No, I know, but how many pages is a children's book? Fucking 14, and it's 8 words per page.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm... Yeah, the Hungry Caterpillar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not like the wizard guy. I mean, like, yeah, the Hungry Caterpillar. Exactly.
What wizard? You mean Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter. Yeah. Not him. The stuff where you can feel the book, too, and that's part of the experience. Books like that.
But my friend, actually, though, like... We had a plan to go to the beach. We were only in LA for like 3 days and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were hooking up. And I think she should have waited for me in the living room and just waited for me and slept there. But she was going to take an Uber back. And I left with her because like we had a hotel and stuff. Like I didn't want to just be at this random house.
Where was this? When?
In LA.
Oh. Yeah.
But
yeah, she didn't want to sleep there. She's like, "Am I fucking anybody?"
We fucking yeah. I was such a great. You went nuts. But she yeah.
Nice.
She was like, "You were definitely touching his dick in front of me on the patio."
On the patio.
Yeah, like
of the Saddle Ranch
house. No. They had a house. We went back to his house.
I'm like, and you were just like, yeah. No memory of that.
No.
Now, do you consider that being taken advantage of in any way?
No.
What do you feel like then when you hear?
Well, I do have a moment that was, so I do have one thing where it was like, it wasn't taken advantage of, but it was like, there was one time where I did like this guy, you know, like I liked him.
Yeah.
We were like text and I knew he liked me. So I was drunk, but I've known him for a while. So I was just like, yeah, you should come over, like come by here. It was actually at my roommate's house. Cause I lived with my parents and my friends were nice and let me fuck in their houses. But, while they were at work.
Really?
Or when their roommates were out. Yeah. But so he came over and we like fucked. One of my jokes is about that night. But then next time we hung out, I was like, yeah, fuck. I was so fucked up. And he goes, oh, I was sober. And it was like, obviously I liked him, but yeah. The idea that he would want to fuck me when I was that blacked out when he was sober was just gross to me.
Yeah.
And so then we fucked again that night and I just wasn't into it. He's like, you're not into this. I was like, no, I'm not.
It was
just done. And then I was like,
sometimes you can't tell when a girl is fucked up, especially if she's good in like blackout where you're like, she's not slobbering or anything. And you're like,
if you're sober, you know, when someone is drunk.
Yeah.
I remember we went to a bar in like the West.
But I've been with girls sometimes where they're like, all of a sudden they're like, I'm really fucked up. I'm like, what?
No, I made out with one of my best friends that night. There was a blue. I like yelled at people. I think I spent like $170 in 30 minutes at a bar. Like in like last call, I was like, our friend's going away party. So I know there's no way you wouldn't be able to tell that I was like fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's fine. I wanted to fuck him. Like I liked him, but it's this thing of like, just wait till the morning. Like, what are you doing fucking some drunk person like that? It's
barely weird. Able to stay awake.
But if everyone's wasted and stuff, it's like different.
But what if you're like that wasted, but you're like saying like, come on, no, seriously. I know I'm drunk, but I just want to see your dick. Let me just see your dick. If I just see it and touch it, we'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, maybe I did that.
Yeah. At that point, he's like, well, should I? I mean,
but what's it wasn't an attack. It wasn't like, yeah. Oh my God, I feel violated. It was more of just like, you're gross to me now.
Yeah.
You're just gross. I don't respect you. And you're wearing Adidas sandals now. And like, well, he also had a girlfriend. Like, there's a lot of problems to it. It wasn't like he was like the best. And then.
Yeah.
That too.
Right.
I just got like grossed out.
Adidas sandals?
Yeah. Something just sickened me.
Isn't that crazy when someone could just instantly like, oh, it's just right now. It's done.
Yeah. That happened like last year. There was like this dude and we fucked at like a perfume factory. Where he worked, and like we had just like a cool couple weeks, and then I just started not liking him. And then I was like, one day we were making out, and I was like, you need to leave. He's like, what? I go, I'm just not feeling it's not good. There's never again.
That's it. What was it?
It was just like everything.
The veil was lifted.
Yeah, just something of like, oh, I'm bringing most of what's going on. So, like, for fucking for like a week or two, it's like great. But then when it comes down to like, okay, now you're just coming over to hang out, we kind of like each other, but you're not giving anything, I'm more interesting than you.
Oh,
they're like, now I'm not in, like, I don't want to bye. Like, I, you know, he was like very agreeable, like just like agreed with everything. Like, I'd be watching America's Next Top Model and he'd be like, oh yeah, cool. And it's like, no, it's not. And I'd be like, well, he was just too nice, too like, I'd be like, I actually have to wake up early, so I won't. He's like, that's fine. I have to wake up early too. And it's like, no, just say you're busy too. Like, it was just like all of these things that were like unattractive to me.
Hmm.
Where like,
that's it, done forever.
Yeah.
Man.
I saw him riding his bike recently and I was like, cute.
Really?
Definitely cute.
Maybe back?
No, but like cute.
But not back.
There was also other weird, there was like, I don't know. It just like stopped.
So strange. You're like so into somebody and then just not.
Yeah.
I always have trouble telling girls that when it is that time. It's like, oh, what? How do I say, hey, that I'm done
with
you?
I think I have to send a text. I was just like in DC and I hooked up and it just didn't go the way I wanted. And he's texting me now twice. I didn't respond. I think I should respond being like, yeah, I liked you, but like, we didn't have, I don't want to text with you.
What?
But I don't know if I should just like be, but I don't want to, or just not text back or waste my time lying to myself, texting him back to make him feel better. Like, what, you know what I mean?
About other stuff.
Yeah, he's like texting me about like, oh, you're this thing. Or like, hope that was great. And it's like, you're nice. But it's like, I don't want to respond to.
Yeah. Can you actually go say, I don't want to text with you anymore?
No, because you don't want to do that. But it's just like, or do I just not text at all? What are the options? Give me the options.
Not text at all is one.
But is that not...
Then you run the risk of like, I mean, you have to be a dick. Just all of a sudden you're just like ignoring me. What's your fucking problem? You
exactly. So I feel being like hated. Yeah. Like I'm...
But at the same time, people would say, at least pay me the respect of telling me, but it's easier if you're just going to go away with like three texts.
It's like this happens to me often. Like I'm pretty desperate for sex. Like I would like to be having like regular sex right now, but it's just like these people... I'm just like... I took checks, but it just doesn't match up. The guys that I like don't like me, and the people that are into me, I'm just like not into. And I don't think it's a psychotic thing. Yeah. I think it's just like the type of dude is just not what I'm into.
Yeah.
It's people that want me to be the aggressive person and like lead, and it's just like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to boss you. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I don't want to carry this thing. Yeah. I'm so funny, like, and cool. And I know a lot of stuff, and I live a life, fun life. What are you bringing to the table besides your dick? That's not, you know what I mean?
Do you have anybody you can just go over to their place, fuck, and then leave?
But I just have a hard time doing that.
Oh, okay.
Now, obviously with all these tales, when I was like blacked out and being crazy, but just like, I don't want to have bad blacked out weird sex.
No, I'm saying like, forget like, I can't hang out with you, but I will just go hang out with just be like, take it out, let's go. All right, bye.
There's one guy that like, we only met once to fuck, and if he came to New York, I would definitely just get fucked. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There's like one guy.
You can picture him.
Yeah, and he's like totally not my type, but he's like a sexual deviant for sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like nice. A lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
But a deviant. But we would like be on WhatsApp. I mean, this is the moment I was like, I don't know, but I would definitely still fuck him. But I was like, send me a video. And he sent me a video of him coming on someone at like people and like insert, like he just does weird things. And when we were fucking, he wanted to like take all these photos and stuff too. And I was like,
I sent you a video.
And then he wanted to tie me up and have a threesome. And I was like, we've just met. But the sex was like, it was like one night of like great.
Yeah.
Like so good. So if he was like in New York, I'd be like, yeah, for sure, come over. But then you have to leave.
Because I don't want to start talking to you. I don't want to know your middle name, your last name.
No.
Yeah.
So that can happen, but it's just like, I think dudes.
Yeah, so where do you meet a normal guy?
They're not into. But like,
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe gals can too, but like, I just can't. And I'm sure there's dudes who can too.
Yeah.
But like, on the reg.
I'm starting to not be able to. Especially after you've done it a couple times.
Oh, yeah, and you hit your 40s.
Well, no, just like I get bored. It's like, oh, this is nice a couple times, but it's like now when I do talk to you, it's kind of just boring. And
who had the joke? Someone's had a funny joke. Oh, no, just now. No, it was Patrice. I just watched his HBO half hour thing.
He's been dead.
Yeah. But it was like, now I just fuck for the memory to jack off to later. which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
I think it was him. I think it was that special. Because I watched it twice.
Do you ever drink after dinner wines?
No, like the day I graduated college, I remember having like a grasshopper mint like dessert martini.
Yeah.
But like, no.
Oh, those are good sometimes.
You know, so I worked at a restaurant.
Do you ever have mulled wine?
No.
That hot wine?
I don't want hot wine.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, I've never had it. So sorry, I was so disgusted.
I've only had it once. Sorry, okay. I was actually defending it so hard.
I worked at this restaurant, and one day a week there was $5 martinis, and yeah. Bitches would just get fucked on chocolate martinis like you would not believe.
Yeah.
A woman was once pushed the hostess to the waitress stand. Like, bitches would be like trying to suck a dick at the table. I mean, they went down so easy, and it was a wild madhouse. When a woman was on her fourth chocolate martini, you were like, oh god,
watch out.
Woo. Yeah.
You ever barf and stuff?
I'm usually a morning barfer, so I wake up and I'm sick and I'll barf all morning.
Okay, here's my theory. Tell me if it's true or not.
But I've definitely like mid party barfed maybe like five
and then got back to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've barfed on
you know what?
Barfed on a dick once.
Oh no.
The guy with the really good sex, but yeah, it didn't like stop us. Like he
went
deviant.
Down and just barfed all over him, and he was like, whatever.
No, on his dick, but it was just strawberry. It was just alcohol. Like I woke up in the
Did
morning.
Did you barf on the dick or barf like the thing made you barf, but you turned to the side?
It was like, and then I moved the dick, but then we kept going.
So it acted like a stopper at some point that came out and allowed release of barf.
So gross. I can't believe I'm just like saying all these things. I feel like you have people that listen to. Usually I'm on podcasts no one listens to, and now I'm like worried.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about
all the times I've just like fucked in a gutter.
Well, we're leading into booze. In a gutter.
Yeah, I used to like love fucking all over the public.
Really?
Yeah, like underneath train stuff or like in a park.
Sober or drunk?
Bathrooms. Always just like real fucked up and like what, like just fucking in the streets.
Yeah, I guess you stop caring. I remember being able to like just knees on the ground on the pavement, just lying with your face on the New York pavement. It's like, that's okay. And you're like, ew, I wouldn't even fucking pick up joints off the ground and smoke here. I mean, I would, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ability to not care things. About stuff.
So now I feel like I'm at a point now where I just want to have like cool, sober, fun, good sex. Oh, yeah. And it's not happening. So now I'm just like, I don't have, you know. But that foursome with the Molly, maybe I should start doing Molly and then I'll be convinced to fuck anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to advise you on that.
Just do it.
Yeah, maybe you should. Just all the time, just become a Molly head. What's wrong with Lisa? Dude, she got weird. Like, drugs? Like, no, specifically weird. She's always happy to see everyone. But to an annoying level.
What drugs have you performed on?
I mean, probably ecstasy. I gotta assume yes. I don't remember a time, but I gotta assume yes. Mushrooms. Don't know about acid. Weed, for sure. Booze. You know, pills, I guess. Oh, Adderall. Not Coke.
Coke is overrated. I don't get people who get addicted to Coke. It's so stupid. Every time I do it, I'm like, what does this do?
Yeah, they all say, like, I hate it. And how many times have you done it? Like, 100, 150 times. You're like, what do you mean you hate it?
I've never bought Coke.
Oh, really? Female? That's a unique experience for one of you.
But I have gal pals that buy Coke for sure that do it on the reg, and I don't get why they're doing it on the reg.
Yeah, I don't know. People like it. It just makes you so gross looking. Wait, let's wrap up with booze.
We got, yeah, okay.
What? First of all, where can people find you? Or what? You just had a half hour special and a CD out, right?
Yeah, I have a CD. Please listen to it. I don't think anyone's listening to it.
What's it called?
Glitter Cheese. The cover is pretty good.
Can they get it on YouTube for free?
It's on Spotify.
Oh, it's on Spotify
and iTunes.
Oh, great.
And on Spotify, I also have a playlist that I made of all my favorite songs, too. What?
On Spotify?
Yeah, I have like a Glitter Cheese like mix with like all my tunes that I'm into.
Glitter Cheese is your Twitter account, right?
Yeah.
What's Glitter Cheese about?
It's just like it really wasn't a real thing, but then I adopted it as a real, like I love it. But when like my ex-boyfriend was like, you need to get on Twitter. And I was like, Twitter's stupid. And he's like, just get a Twitter. And we were coming up with names because I was like, didn't want to use my name.
Yeah.
And we came up with Glitter Cheese because it's my two favorite things.
Yeah.
And so then it was just Twitter, but like
that's the name of your production company when it's time.
Well, I'd like it to have a fun partner. Glitter Cheese, but like nothing. I don't know why. But I have a rapper friend, and she calls me Glitter Cheese and introduces me as that. And I like love cheese. It. She's like, "This is cheese." Because a lot of people that just know me on like Instagram
just
or Twitter
know you as Glitter Cheese.
Is just Glitter Cheese. So some people are like, "What up, cheese?" Like I like that. I kind of like when people call me like Traegs or like Traeger, like my last name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like I think nicknames and stuff like that are cool. Like so. And then when the, and I also. I hate when pop star or like music like the name of the CD is just like. A track, so like Baby One More Time, Oops I Did It Again, like that stuff bothers me. Like just title your album, like stop just using it as a it's lazy.
Yeah,
so it's like I didn't want to do that. So I know that's like the normal thing of like a joke or a thing that you say in your set, and but like I hate it so much.
So you named it Glitter Cheese,
music.
Unrelated
because that's
something
just,
like Muse would do.
And my cover and all the photos in it and stuff and like the stuff, it's like all about, like I love pop music.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like, I'm never going to be able to be Britney Spears, but this is my one and only shot to be Britney Spears. So I'm going to wear a bra, I'm going to get a necklace, and it's just going to be what I would do if I had a pop album.
What'd you wear for that thing?
Just like a pink bra and a Glitter Cheese gold necklace I got in South Central.
And a black dressy thing?
Well, there's a lot of photos. There's one with like a black leather jacket. There's some other like chiller outfits, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So I just like, it was my time. It was just like my ultimate dream to be just like to kind of have like a cool Mandy Moore style CD looking thing.
Well, cool. Get that. And then, all right, let's wrap it up with booze, though.
Okay, yeah. What do you want?
I don't know. I'm trying to think now.
Do you not drink? You're acting like you're like Amish, and you're.
I just haven't drank as much. I fell off. I was so poor for so long. I couldn't afford booze. So then I like stopped doing it. And then in Edinburgh, I drank a shit ton. Oh, you would kill it on scotch.
I love Scotland. I've only been to Glasgow, but.
Really?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Edinburgh's like that, but less fat.
Yeah, Glasgow reminded me of Chicago. I think that's why I loved it so much. It was like self-deprecating, and like people would be like, "Hey, let's meet for lunch," and then like 8 pints later.
Really?
Yeah.
They said if you count, if you don't count Glasgow, Scotland is just an overweight as a country. But if you count Glasgow, Scotland is obese.
That's great. Yeah. I love that so much. I love everything that looks. I love that city, and I can't wait. I want to go to Edinburgh so bad.
Yeah, you should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would take shit tons of scotch. You'd get into it. Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe you just drink whatever you want.
I would.
They have ginger beer there, too. That was really good.
Did you have iron brew?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, oh, and then somebody's like, you're drinking plastic. All right. That's just plastic in soda form.
It's so funny. But yeah, so now it's like all my material. It's about like I'm telling these stories or I talk about this stuff, and it's this percent. Like even at your the Bell House show, I talked about, you know, getting arrested all these times.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I'm not like that anymore. It's this thing of like, but I'm not you know.
Yeah.
So, but I wish I could drink. I miss getting like.
But you do get drunk.
I do get drunk.
Yeah, on the reg.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what this old time is you're talking about.
I feel like a pussy drinker. Like, I feel like, I don't know why. I feel like I'm not as, like, rowdy as I used to be. But well, I like, guess it's okay.
When I saw you had a double, what did you have? A double vodka?
I had a double kettle soda.
Double kettle soda. And waiting for an edible to kick in. And then you were like, you know what? Nah, I'm going to go to the Fat Black and have another couple drinks.
I didn't have a couple drinks. I only smoke joints.
Okay. Only smoke 2 more joints. That's fine.
Yeah. I didn't.
How much did you have? What's like a normal night? See, if I get 3 glasses of scotch, I'm wrecked. 2 glasses of wine.
The night before, I had 2 Manhattans and 2 Jack and Diets, yeah. And I was like pretty drunk.
Okay. So that gets you pretty gone.
Yeah. But I didn't feel drunk. Like I was having normal convo, but it's good not to act like an idiot. I don't know why I'm like romanticizing these times where I was just like drooling and fucking, you know what I mean? I don't like get why I'm being like, oh, the good old days. But it's like, were they?
I feel like they were, though.
They were so great.
Just I almost like, barked in someone's mouth. I was kissing a girl. That was that girl, that Indian girl with the beer goggles.
Yeah, I'd rather puke on a dick than puke mouth situations.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Puking on dick's better.
Yeah.
And then, because the guy's got to be like, my dick's
huge, though.
Toothpick.
What?
My dick's as long as the back of a toothbrush. Yes, what else do you use to barf?
That's so great. Yeah, he really loved it. What a deviant.
Do you ever go to the bathroom in order to barf so that you can get back to the party? Where you're like, excuse me, guys, 1 second. I got to freshen up. And knowing full well.
No. It's always a panic. It's always like, uh-oh. And you just like bowl. I want to keep it secret. I don't want anyone to know that I puked.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, okay, that was weird.
Oh, really?
And then let's party again.
Yeah, then you got to swish out your mouth or something.
Yeah, you get something. A Rumplement shot.
Rumplements? That's cures the barf?
Yeah. Maybe I should do a children's how to be a drunk.
You
got to
do that coloring book.
I want to really badly.
I would see just a series of children's books.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah.
Just little mini, like. And then Lisa went to.
It's such a weird life. And the thing that's like what I.
12 illustrations.
It's so cool that like I figured it out, because I'm sure my parents were really nervous. Like thinking about my parents, I'm sure they were like, oh my god, she's gonna be a mess, like she's never gonna get it together.
Yeah.
But like I've really, you know, not completely, I still, you know, my room's a mess, but it's been a busy week. Not really.
Yeah,
I don't know, mess to me is kind of comforting. We're like, I'll clean it again, but
I had a girl clean my apartment. It was so nice. And within like a day and a half, it was completely back.
Yeah, that's the thing. My friend helped me organize, throw away furniture, throw away clothes, like donate a clothes, like all this stuff.
Furniture's hard.
She helped throw away, me.
Especially if your dad's a fucking Holocaust survivor like yours.
Yeah, this is like an IKEA bed. Who cares?
I know, no. But I still feel like, well, it's, we're going to be needy. It's like, throw it out. Just throw it on the street.
Yeah, my dad is just like, he, well, my sister, all of us, every family, and my mom's not even in, like, in the genetic code, but all four of us in my immediate family have weird hoarding tendencies.
Oh, really? Me too. I do too.
My sister overshops. My mom was sentimental shit. My dad was just everything for our survival, just like tons of suitcases and towels and canned food. And then I just like love clothes and things and knickknacks and buying. My sister's all about, like, she just loves a good deal. So she just goes to stores like after and be like, I bought 15 prom dresses for under $200.
It's like, you don't okay. need one. You don't even need one anymore.
And so she had like a whole garage full of just like
good deals.
Yeah.
But it's like, you don't have to spend
but
anything.
But she's better. And both my mom is at least neat. My dad's just like, he just cannot throw anything away.
Last thing, let's say before.
Yeah, let's not end on like my poor father's hoarding.
How do you feel about breaking the seal? What is that like a term or something you worry about?
Listen, when you gotta pee really bad. Why are you going to ruin your life? You know what I mean?
I know, but is there that theory that once you pee once and it's going to have to keep going over and over again?
Okay, then I'll spend a lot of time in the bathroom. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm fucking blacked out. I'm worrying about breaking a seal. Like, I'm going to, who cares what I'm doing? I'm going to have a great time. I'm blackout drunk. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Now I'm remembering all these crazy moments in my life.
Let's hear it.
My first college football game at Iowa State. I hope it's like so many business missed calls because that means it's like a good news, right?
Oh yeah,
I need a fucking call her back, and then you could. But I have to host a show in less than an hour. I have to like make myself look like a human.
Oh, that's girl shit.
You're seeing me in like a sweatshirt dress hungover.
Sweatshirt dress. That's right. I was looking at it. I'm like, what is this thing?
It's a sweatshirt dress.
Sweatshirt dress. Okay. That's so weird. I kept looking at it. I'm like, it's got a design to it, but that doesn't look like it's part of the fabric. That looks like it's dyed on. I'm like, what? It's got pockets. Sweatshirt dress. All right.
What are we talking about? Oh, my first, I would say Apple Pucker. I got so wasted.
On Apple Pucker? Yeah. Garbage. Jaeger shots, shit like that. It's like, what are we doing?
Was like hot as fuck. First football game. We're like, I'm friends with, you know, when you first get to college, the people you meet, you don't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
Such a bunch of hillbillies in Iowa, disgusting pieces of shit, you know? And then one cool rich girlfriend, but whatever. So I just kept screaming, I love cocaine, and taking off my denim skirt. I remember falling down the stairs. I was detained by the campus police. I have pictures. I was taking pictures of the cops on my cell phone. Someone had to walk me to the dorm. I like ordered pizza. Like everything was a mess. And then I woke up and it was 5 p.m. Like, just like nuts. But I was just, detained, kicked out, rural. Yeah.
Any dick that happened to once at Bridgetown, he got cut off at this bar at 1 p.m. at the hotel bar. And then, so we were all out. That was our last day. We were all out. It was like 3 or 4 or 5. We're just walking out into the city. And then he pops out of like a TGI Fridays type place, just opens a door, and he throws those root beer candies at us, just like a handful of them. Uh-huh. And he just goes, I'm over Portland. And then just bolts off. Into the city.
For a minute, for like just a quick second, drunk. I forgot who you were talking about.
I could see you on your face trying to do something. I could see on your face like looking past me.
And then it hit me again and I just loved it. But yeah, glitter cheese. Go pee.
First episode of the year, down. Thank you, Lisa Traeger. Isn't she fun? Everybody likes Lisa Traeger. Lisa Traeger don't give a fuck. She's going to have a good year. She's on track. You can tell she's on the track. God, I hope all these people just keep working hard. How would, just like not to them, but in general, how would you continue to work hard? Maybe there's a question I should ask myself as things start going better for me. How will I continue to work hard as things get easier and the rewards get higher? How will I incentivize myself to... You know what I mean? Knowing what happens to a lot of other people. Most celebrity comics suck. I mean, really, whatever talent they had has just been washed away. Because it keeps getting so much stuff. So, how do you avoid that? You avoid the downturn. All right, New Year's resolution. So that's the episode, everybody. Thank you, Lisa Traeger, for joining me. I'll have her on again at some point. She remembered Russia. We talked about Russia, but I don't think she remembers Russia. Dude, we had barbecue once. We went to the fucking Feta Sow, I think, in Brooklyn, and had so much meat. I mean, I took a dump that day that was so big that when I flushed it and it went down, you know how sometimes there's like little pieces of duty of dump, like will come back up, you know, or just a general browning of the water happens. So those little pieces that came up, there was so much of that that the duty was above the water level. Full flush, a whole load came down, a whole, you know, it swallowed it all. And then what was left was above the water level. I finished the Fountainhead. And it was amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the episode. So don't forget to go see my show on Wednesday at the Comedy Store. 10 o'clock, $10. It's my new hour. And then I'm doing This Is Not Happening shows starting every Tuesday at the Comedy Store, starting this Tuesday. So Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, we're doing a This Is Not Happening show. Kreischer's doing it. Tom Rhodes is doing it. Dean Del Rey. Chris Kubas. Sarah Tiana, I think. Those are the five. If that's true, my memory has gotten so much better since I hit that joint earlier. All my music. This Is Not Happening presents... we didn't come up with a name for this one. Musicapalooza? Musapalooza? Let's call it that. We got to come up with a fun name. New episodes of This Is Not Happening start February 23rd on Comedy Central. So it's going to be every other Tuesday. So the 5th, the 19th, the 1st... Then I miss one, I think, and then the next three in March. But go to my website, arithegreat.com, for tickets. But so that's $5 if you want to see that. But a non-related thing, I got to come up with a music story. A non-related thing, fuck, is my hour on Wednesday. Come. And that's it. It's good to be back in LA. It's fun to be back. Just hanging out with a hot girl, walking down the street, complaining about it not being warm enough because it was, you know, it gets down to like 40 at night. She's like, all right, I looked at the weather in New York and it snowed finally. I know it was better for a while, but it snowed. It's shitty there. And she's like, it's 65 right now and sunny. Like, it's pretty good. And I was like, yeah, it is pretty good. She's like, you got to start appreciating that a little. And I was like, you're right. Absolutely. It's wonderful here. I took a nice walk. Took a nice walk around Silver Lake. It was fucking beautiful. Then doing this. Got my 15 minutes of sun. Stop myself from killing myself for a little bit longer. I don't really have those thoughts anymore, but if you are having depressed thoughts and you're having trouble getting out of bed, something that didn't work for me to like solve it but helps is just getting 15 minutes of sun a day. Just do that for like a month. But like every day, 15 minutes straight of direct sunlight. You don't have to run around or anything. You just sit there in it and then see if that can help you like actually get up and get out. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going to start being a self-help guy. Anyway, so then I drank in college, and that was fun. And then I came to L.A., and I had no money for booze. I had none. And I got drunk a few times, sure, but I just couldn't afford too much. I couldn't afford to drink. I just didn't have the money for it. I mean, I made every Sunday at McDonald's on their 29-cent cheeseburger days hamburger days and 39-cent cheeseburger Wednesdays or vice versa. You know, I made meals of those things. It's like, I can't afford a beer, a $6 beer. Occasionally, a comedy store would give me one, you know. Freddie Soto was in town. We'd crack open beers. And those are nice things, too. So once you start to get used to booze, then you can start really enjoying it as an adult, where it's like, I don't have to get obliterated right now. So many of these people now are like, shots, we're doing shots. And it's like, I'm not in fucking college, man. Let's get a drink. Apply that same way of thinking to food. Like, this delicious fucking burger. Even if it's a burger, even if it's a shitty burger. Why are you pounding it? Fucking eat it. But I'd rather have a goddamn nice plate of spaghetti. No, that's a bad example. What's a better food than spaghetti? Come on, Ari. Steak. I'd rather eat this steak slowly and savor it. So that's what I want to do. Don't fuck shots. Get obliterated and not have any enjoyment while you get there. Shots are ridiculous. Grow up, everyone. Grow up. Except college kids. Shots are fine for you. Till you're 25. And then grow up. But it's fun to sit around and have some drinks. And maybe get drunk. Maybe not. Man, Freddie used to come back to the comedy store and he'd be gone for 6 months on the road or something. And he'd have done some spots at the factory when he's back. And we just hadn't seen him forever. And he would come back and the manager of the store would get a six-pack out of the back fridge, you know. We'd sit around and have a beer or two. Freddie would have four. And we'd just sit and talk. And man, it feels great. That feels like a goddamn, you know, adult situation. That's when you really enjoy it. It's like, this feels wonderful right now. You know, have a drink or two with your friends. Or get drunk. I don't know. But enjoy it. You don't have to get drunk at jump, you know. Fucking get into it a little. All right, you guys, whatever. That's the episode. That's right. So that's what's LA for a long time. And then I went to New York and I've started drinking more. I got into scotch lately. That's fucking good. I can tell a difference now. It took me like a year, but now I can tell a difference between like mossy stuff, peaty stuff, whatever, and like not, and like what a drop or two of water does. Change the taste a little bit. What kinds I like. I don't know a lot, but it's you know, whatever. Why am I even saying all this stuff? Oh, because of where I am with booze right now. Yeah, it's been a long, fun trip. But booze gets a bad rep. I mean, that's what weed is, almost like enemies with booze. But that's like the Tea Party people turning against the, you know, the uber liberals. It's like, guys, we both want the same thing, an overthrow of the government. They turn us against each other. Like, we have to fight with each other. We both want the same thing. We both want them to not be in control, pushing us down a road we don't want to participate in. What? How would I get on that? Pause. Unpause. Okay, I know why. Because booze does not shouldn't hate weed, and vice versa. Oh, I like to get high now because fucked up when I get drunk. I don't like the way I feel. It's like, all right, don't take it out on booze. You just shouldn't drink. Shouldn't be either or. Just shouldn't drink. If you don't want to. Or if you do. But weed is always like, more people die in alcohol. More people die in this. And then booze is like, hey, fucking leave me alone. Just figure out your own shit. Get legal. We don't care. Get legal. But don't try to make us illegal. I think all drugs should be legal. Fully legal. What about regulating for young kids? Nah, let them get it if they want to get it. But what'll happen to children then? What if the children kill themselves? You know, whatever. They're very annoying. We have so many children. I don't care if we miss a couple to crack. They won't survive. 15-year-old, they ain't going to survive out there. The violence. Nah, they'll just die in the streets. What? What am I even? All right, you guys, that's the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir's Kevin say. Oh, and then did you know that if you can't drink one of those kombucha drinks that have contains some alcohol, they won't let you drink that at the fucking Whole Foods? You're sitting there, the guy's like, it's open container. I'm like, it's fucking 1%. I don't know if that's a real thing or if it's just a brazen security guard. This is meandered out. This is why I don't do rants, because they don't go anywhere sometimes. You just have to focus yourself, Ari. If you just focus yourself, you can go on rants all the time. You just had a couple topics. Bowl sponsors. I didn't even get to that. Facebook. Yeah, I wrote things down. I forgot about them. It's bowl season. That's what I was going to say. It's fucking bowl season. I was going to do this whole thing about the fucking sponsors ruining it. It just seeks, it doesn't have meaning anymore when it's the fucking Battle Frog Fiesta Bowl or the goddamn, you know, it was okay, the Orange Bowl, but not the stupid, you know, barbecue Funyuns citrus event, the Pringles Bowl. We got who needs car insurance.com ball. They're supposed to respect that. It's gross. Get it out of here. Get advertising out of here. And it's gross when it's stadiums too. Gillette Stadium. Get out of here. Have some class. Have some class. Don't let them name everything. Don't let them buy everything. Have some fucking class. It should just be the Rose Bowl. It shouldn't be anything else. The Super Bowl. Quit letting them name everything. Every fucking stadium. MCI Center. Ugh. Tom Landry Field. That's it. Bird Stadium. Not Chick-fil-A Hut. The Dean E. Smith Dome. That's a fucking state. You name it after somebody who mattered. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 249. It's over now, right? I think it's over. Boozapalooza with Lisa Traeger. Over and out.
I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry a face ruin. I'm in tulip.
I'm in tulip.
I'm in tulip.
I'm in tulip.
Listen, I don't want to bore you with all my troubles, but from now on I'll be thinking double, and I'll buy her roses and maybe tulips.